Broken Cisterns. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Saturday morning, January 23, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Breakfast at the Ramada Inn in Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Bina biamai bielemitanta. Diishedi diamanit William Marion Branham. Diakayishi bwa mudi sambombo mudinda. Diamatu kumagumia bidiniasatu angondo wa kumpala. Chidimu chinunun kama chiteme makumi asambo munitanu, mudide dia mudinda dienza bwa bobo mwe, bwa buloba bujima, bwa bena kantu kubianza, ba evangelio muka bujima, mu Ramada Inn, mu Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Mukalenge, jingita buja, mukalenge, Jingi tabuja. Bintu bionso mbipepele. Mukalenge jingi tabuja.
Let us remain standing just a moment and bow our heads.
Tushala yu manina kulu katanchi naka bikale bini kamitu yetu fanshi.
Lord Jesus, we are trying in our humble way to express to you by singing this that we believe.
Mukalenga Yesu, nye ututeta muwetu petu mushindu wa mupwekele, bwa kukwambila mukuimba kwa musambwe une, turi tuitabuja.
And we pray, Lord, that now that you will continue breaking the bread of life to us, giving to us that which we have need of out of thy word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ne kutu ditulomba mukaleng, bwampindia une wewe, kutungunuka ne kutu chibwila diampa ya moi, mwikale utu pabitu jinabi dijinga, bifumina mudi diebe, turitu bilomba nunku mudina dia Yesu. Amen. Sombai.
I'm quite sure if we should, I'd say the all sufficient word now of amen, that the august blessings of God still rest upon this audience.
Ndimutuishi bumene menene, tuetu bumeme mwakwamba di kumba yine mubionswe di diani amen. Mabenesha abuneme anzambi, mafuwa njine nukutungunuka, nekushala pabate ilijaba.
I've sat this morning and listened close to the service, enjoyed the testimonies, the different ways each one has of expressing themselves.
Mvomusomba mudinde mu mwikala nteleja disangisha nintema yonso nsanka bwa majadiki mishindu mishilishilangane ijinayi muntu ne muntu bwa yeye kudyambidilabi.
And to hear the newcomers, the Baptist brother here that come to apologize for thinking that a little wrong.
Ne kuteleja bantu bapia. Mwane tuwa babatiste ewu kabaka udimule bwa kulomba luse bwa mufoye mudi ambijile munda ne mbibi.
So I certainly appreciate the somebody that can be human enough or gentleman enough to, if he thinks he's made a mistake.
Pananku ndi nganyisha bulele muntu au, muntu udi mwakwikala ne buntu bukumba ne anyi. Anyi muntu wabukalanga bukumbane kabiri pariye wela kumejine mwenze chilema.
He didn't exactly apologize to me. It was me who was apologizing to, it was God. So I appreciate that. See, God bless our brother and his evangelist brother.
King kundi menemene kudie mulomba luseto. King kundi kufaye ulomba luseto. Nkudi nzambi. Pana nkundi, ndinga angisha chochachi, nomonus. Zambia benesha mwana etu, ni mwana abuabalu memu tangi diki ya uo.
My, that Baptist, you know, I used to belong to the Baptist church myself. I was a member of the Missionary Baptist Church.
Ekelekele Batista uo. Nudiba manyes, mema mwine usu mvofanyi wa mu eklesia oba Batista. Mvochidimba cha eklesia Batista missionaire.
When I come among the people, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, just full of something. I didn't know.
Pamvo mfika munkachi mwabantu, njimumanya muri uji umvua. Mvua njumvua mshindu mwe mwawu, mwikala numule tente ni chintu kampande chimwe nchi nchimumanyeto.
I remember my first experience of sin. It was in Dwajak, Michigan. I beg your pardon. I'd been at Dwajak on a fishing trip and was coming down from Dwajak to, down into Indiana.
Ndivuluka dilabula dyanyi dya kumpala dya kumona chena mpenta. Tu vois mu Dwajak, Michigan. Nous fait le sait. Mvomu yeku Dwajak mu lwendu lwa dilo ba mishifa. Nenkun kavo ngumukile ku Dwajak mpweka mutangela ku Indiana.
And so I seen the names of Jesus all over the cars and things, and I listened to their services that day.
Nenkomema kumona mena a Yesu malamika pa mashinyu ponso ne pa bintu bikwabo. Nenkomema kuteleja masangisha abo ditukwadi.
And the next day they asked me to come to the platforms to say a few words, and I did. And they asked me what church I belonged to, and I told them I was a Baptist.
Nenkuditu kudia kalonda, bobo kundomba, bo meme kubanda, pachibumba cha kuchambilu, bo kwamba kundambu wa mei, keme makwamba. Nenkumeme, bobo kunkonkane, mvo wa mwe kelezi ya kai. Nenkumeme kubambile ne, mvo mu ba Batiste.
And that night, they had an old colored man was going to preach, and he must have been in his late 80s. And he come out the platform, the old fellow, they almost had to lead him out.
Nenku julo lwadi bavone muntu mukula kajwa bafike uvone chakuyisha nenku uvone chakuikala nibidimu bya bipachile kuma kumichitema kiyeye kupatuka kubanda pachibumba cha chambilo apu mukulumpau bivibikengela bikala bamulombola bwa kupatuka ye.
He was long ministerial coats on, a velvet collar, and just a little rim of white fur hair around the side.
Uvoa muvoale umu wakunkochi abayishayi mwikala nishing wa boye boye, nenku mwikala nu ni kajengu kamvia, kanyunguluke kumwele lwaku.
I thought all these men here, theologians, great man, how they let this service be given to a fellow like that? Well, the old man should be in a chair somewhere, sitting down.
Kameme munda munda ne, bantu bonswaba, mbadibalonga nzambi mutulasa, bantu banene, Mwenye mudiboba fwanyine kushila muntu wa mushindu wa uwabu wa kuyisheye. Biaka kengela ne mukulu mpawu ikala munkwa sakaba kampanda musombela fansh.
They'd been preaching that day about what Jesus had did here on earth. But he took his text, I believe, from Job 7:27. I wouldn't be sure that's a scripture.
Boba bavaba yeshe ditukwadi pabivabi Yesu mwenza pabuloba. Kariyeye kwangata ye mufundu ngele mejine Mwa muyobo, mwanda mutege temaku miyabili, tombane, chene mufanyine kuikala, mutu ishibwa ni ngo mufundu auto.
However, this is the quotation or some part of it. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy.
Nashana nku me yao, anyi vitu papi yao bivone, uwa penyi pa mvante kebishi mikidi, biya juli nebuloba, papa mitoto ya mudinda yembe misambu chapa mwe.
And he spoke on what went on in heaven while they had been speaking on what went on in earth. And somewhere about 5 minutes after he's speaking, the Spirit of the Lord hit him and he jumped way up in the floor, clicked his heels together.
Nenku mwaba kampanda mutususa tuto kututanu fanyima pa yeye mumana kubwela mudisha kiyeye nyuma wa Nzambi kumulenga.
My, there was as much room as almost half on this platform. He went walking off. Said, "You just haven't got enough room up here for me to preach."
Kele, kuvamaba munene wadike makabaku. Ubu cha bibili chimwe cha chibumbechi. Ke kwase lwendo kumuka wendo wambane. Kano ena kuni mwaba bunene bukumbane wundi mwakuishila futo.
Well, I was about 20 years old then. I thought of. If that'll do that for that old man, what would it do for me?
Mvone bidimu bume kumia bidi mwina musangu au. Meme kujambile ni, vikalabi ni bidibi enza mushindu wa wakudi mkulumpa wawa. Kari meme unebi ngenze le chinyi. Pana mkunu wa mwanyanyi.
Behalf of keeping everything just as orderly for our new brothers, that we certainly are welcomed into our fellowship.
Bwa kula mama lonso mikala nimubulonga me bwa bana betu papia papia bwa to mona mwa kuba kidile mbobu mbwetu.
See, I believe they made mention of a priest sitting here, I think. Of course, being Irish, my people are Catholic. And so there was a couple more, Baptists and different ones.
Ndi mona ngelameji ne baba batela bamba ne nsasere do sakampanda musomba kabaka mundi nchinka mubushu wa bwabwalu bumundi irlande bene chisamba chetu mbena katolik nipana anku kwa kikala di kuji mwepele di apamutu ba batiste ne bakuwa bubashil shilangane.
You might have been a little confused a while ago. I noticed another brother spoke about it, but I thought I would try to straighten out one of the brothers.
Mbifuwa ine kwenze kene niwikele papete ndambu wachibweja kaji mutanchu wapichewu. Nchene mwane mwane tunashe umwe mwakule pabalu wabuto. Kadi meme ngudi mwele meji buwa kulula meji chintuachi. Dibe jifo mwane tu shakarian.
As the fine speaker here was got so filled with joy of knowing the coming of the Lord so close at hand, he spoke in an unknown tongue to us. And we have interpreters that give the interpretation.
Fanyo famo kudi mulenga wadikema u kaba kumana kula tentani disanka ya kumayene dilwa ya mukalenga dikadifo buipimenemene kiyeye ye kwa kula mwakulu mwenye utuambile twetu nkutujine banda munyi berba fila janda muna.
Which scripture says if there be no interpreter then let them hold their peace, but if they speak in tongues and then interpret it, it becomes prophecy.
Bumu dibine mufundu di wamba ne, koko kwa imuanda munyito ne nkuba puwe. Kadibobo, obi kele bakula mumiakulu peshisha bayanda muna, tidi chilo chi profeta.
So, the little confusion of two of them at one time. Now, that wasn't a bit confusing, see, because one of them was given the interpretation and the other was prophesying.
Fananku, kachimvundu kakese, nka paribuba akula bonso bibi musangu umwe mpindi ewu achikachivwa ne chibweja kajina ashe chikeseto nomonus bwalu umwe wabo uvo file janda muna mukwa bo mwikale ufile chi profeta.
See, so that's I thought I would let our brethren understand if they did not understand, because one of them is correctly given to know the time limits of each one, and the other one is so filled himself that the Spirit of God was prophesying through one, interpreting the other, was given the interpretation.
Nwamo nwanyi, pananku achidi, mvangele mejine, mvomu fwayine kufikisha bana betu kujumvwa, pikalabune kimbu mvoto, walu ume wabo, uvo fila, mumu shindu mwimpe. Nivabu mwone chikondo, chikosa, bwa muntu ni muntu anyi. Nengumu kwa abo, uvo mule tente, yeye mwine, mumu shindu wane, nyuma wanzambi, uvo fijile chiprofete kujimuntu umwe. Bwa janda muna, mkwa abo, uvo fila janda muna.
So it might be clear that you were not, sometimes to the natural mind, it's like our precious brother that gave the apology this morning, it is a bit confusing to the person who doesn't understand.
Bwa kwikala bibitoke, bwa nwenu, katwena, misangmi kwa abo, bwa meja abumbidi, anubu mwanetu wa mushinga mkole walo mbulu semudi ndedyewu, bidibi filandambu wa chubwesha kaji kudimuntu udikayi umvoto.
But to those who are in veterans of the battle that we're in, why we understand that what these things are. So I just thought I'd say something about it if it was all right.
Kadibu abadi munda, bankolomo banvita mutritoe tuaba, monas turitumvo cho church, chidibintuwebi. Pananku mvwanu njambijila, ne nengenza chintu kampanda po bolu abu, bwa biobi mwakwikala bikumbane.
Now, I know this is no place to say this, but being everybody's been telling little things, that fellow said, the old colored man said, you don't have enough room for me to preach. You ain't got enough time for me to preach. Rather long-winded.
Mpindi ewu ndi mumbanyi ne ewu kimu aba wa kwambe chinansha. Karibu mudibi ne muntu wambi tuntu ndambu. Meme nudibamanye mulumi anawu wakamba. Mukulumpa abafika wakamba ne kana ne mwa mukumba na bwameme kuyishila puto nwenu fenu kana ne diba dikumba ne bwameme kuyisha to anyima yisha swatu malebe.
Man said one day, said a minister came up. He'd been a pastor at the church for 20 years, and he always preached just exactly 30 minutes each Sunday morning at his church. And he said, this Sunday morning he preached 3 hours.
Montu kampanda uvu wamba dingi dituku wamba ne. Mwambi muku wabukulwa ye, uka avu wampasa tawa ikelesi ya munda mwabidi muma kumia abidi. Kadia ye uvu uyesha anu tusunsa muma kumia satu jajaja, mudi alumingu jonso, mudi inda mwekelesi ya wende. Ke kwamba ine, edi dinda jahidi di alumingu wa yishi meba satu.
And so the deacon board called him in and said, Pastor, we really appreciate you that we always know that you stand for the Bible and its rights.
Nenku keka sumbuka balami kumubikila kwamba ne mpasata nchabushu wane tutu tukwangishe bikole. Bobo ne tutu bamanye misangu yonso ne we utu uimanye na Bible ni makenjende.
Said then, and you always correct us so we can feel pure and clean before God. And we really appreciate you, and we believe you're God's servant. And we certainly did appreciate that message this morning.
Ke fashishe bobo ne kabidi utu tulongolola kubile mabua tuetu kujumva bakezuke ne batoka zezeze kumpala kwa Nzambi. Ne nkutu tutu kwangishe bikole ne tutubita buje ne udi musadidi wa Nzambi. Ne nkutu ribanyishe bikole diishe jamuji nde muadi.
But so there's just one thing that we want to ask you about that we've timed you as a deacon board that every Sunday morning is just exactly 30 minutes. And today you were 3 hours.
Kadi bobo ne, kudikantu anuka mweka tulitujinga kukonka. Bobo ne, tuva batangila ntanta wakuyisha, tuwe tubuka sumbuka balami. Bobo ne, jalu mingu jonsu mudinda utuwenza nutusunsa makumiasa tujajaja. Kajilelewe uwenji mebasatu.
So now remember, we appreciate every bit of it. It was all right making the old fellow feel good, you know.
Bobo ne, mpindye uvuluka ne, tulibanyishe kantu ni kantu kacho chachi. Bivonu bimpe. Bezaba mukulumpa awo, kujumvwe ibimpe. Munu tuba manyamu.
He said, well, brother, and I tell you what it is, that every morning when I go to, I'm called to the pulpit, that I put one of those little lifesavers in my mouth. He said, I just suck on it and said, when the lifesaver's done, said, it takes just 30 minutes, and said, then I quit preaching.
Yeye ne, bana betu, ne nuambile mushindu ujibi. Yeye ne, mudi nda jonsu, pantu nyaku, patuboba ambikila, wakubanda, muchambilo apu, ne, ntu ngeila kamwaka, tu bombo haku mukane. Ne, nintu anu ngeenza kukafuba. Kiyeye ne, papa, ka bombo haku kashika, yeye ne, karike enza anu tusunse makumiasa tu chanan. Ne, nku yeye ne, panyi ndekele kuyishu.
He said, you know, this morning I thought I was a little over time. I spit it out, I had a button in my mouth.
Yeye ne, nuriba manye mudi ndemu, mvwa njambile ni, mvwa muyishe mu pichedi bandambo. Meme kukatuila, chimvwa na achimoka nesi ndubotas.
I ain't gonna put anything in. Toys. Hope we don't get some buttons.
Me man chakwela muchintu to pananku tujine dite kemene ne katwene tuela mbota mumpaye mwetu to.
We are, I hope that didn't sound sacrilegious here, but just, you know, even God has a sense of humor, you know.
Kaditudi, ndi ntekamene ni achiki, nchumvu ikebu, ni nkushipa kuachijila mwabe uto. Kadi, ndi anu, nijibamanyi na nshanzami pendesu, utu ni ngakwilu, wajere jabilele. Nijibamanyi.
So we are very thankful to be here and have this time of fellowship, and with this grand privilege to break the bread of life once again, in my own simple little way.
Pananku tujine kusakijila kwa bunyi, buwa kwikala kabaka, ni kupitishene chukondwe chabobu mwe, ne jese didi nene dia kuchibula musangwe ukabidi diampa jamoye mukamu shindu kanyika kapweke laka.
I know as theologians as that man spoke here last night from England, it'd get up behind a person like that with my 7th grade education.
Ndi mumanye mutu bantu badibalonge le malu anzambi mutu lasa bumu wa mtu wako Angletera au mwakule kaba kama kelele dilolo ekele kele ntumukine kubanda muchambilu fanyo pa mtu buna nkwa u nekanyi kalasa ka muanda muteke taka.
But I hope that God will interpret to you the meaning in my heart. See, my words are not right, my intentions I trust are.
Kadi ndine ditekemene ni nzambi ni anumvu je chindi njinga kwamba munda mamoyu wanyi. No manuanyi. Fikele meya nyikayi muo uto, meji andi nawu ndi nideye mene ni adimuo uo.
Now, let us read in the scripture. Many of you like to follow, and I'm going to read this morning for just a few moments from the book of Jeremiah the prophet, the second chapter, and I'm going to begin now with the first verse.
Mpindie utubala yaku mimifundu, babuni benu batubaso kuenda kulondesha, nengkunembale mudiendemu mutusunsa tukesa chanana, mumukanda wa Yeremia mu profeta, nshapita wa mwibidi, nengkunembangile kumvensa wa kumpala.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espoused, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness and in the land that was not sown.
Fashishe di dia mukalenge kulwa dikundi diambane, nda wele lubila mumachia Yerusalema, wamba ne, emu mudi mukalenga wamba. Ndi mukufuluke musangelu wabusonga jibwebe ne jinanga ja mubangile webe muwakandonda muchifele ne mubuloba muvakamuyi mukunyibwe chintu.
Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall and offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord.
Izalela uvo wenda muchijila kuli mukalenge. Ne misomu diambedi mudifulangana diabiadi noa biende bonso badibamuja neba ne badibenza bubi ne diakabi ne dibavuile mudimukalenga wamba.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel.
Teleja yidi diamukalenga nwenu zubwa Yakobo ne nwenu famiyonso ya Izalela.
Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and walked after vanity and are become vain?
Emu mudi mukalenga wamba, mbubi kai bwa kafeta bata tubenu mumeme, bwa kwikalabo baye kule nanyi, ne bakalonde bintu bya patupu, ne bakashale bintu bya patupu.
Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? And led us through the wilderness, through the land of desert and of pits, through the land of drought and of the shadows of death, through the land that no man passed through and no man dwelleth.
Kabaka konka nanshane, mukalenga mwini wakatupatula mubuloba bwa Egypt tu epi, ne wakatulombola kupichila mubuloba bwa chipele, ne bwa bina, kupichila mubuloba bumen chon chon chon, Nebwa mindi dimbi alufu, kupichila mubulo babu, tumuntu nasha umwe kayiku mwanji kupichila to, ne mutumuntu nasha umwe kayiku mwanji kusombela.
And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination.
Kadimeme ngaka nufikisha muditu ngajula tenteni bintu, Bwanuenu kujia mamuma nebuimpa biadi. Kadinuenu panu wakabwela mu, nuwaka kuhisha buloba buanyi, nuwaka vuija bumpianyi buanyi bulwe chinyangu.
And the priest said not, Where is the Lord? And the hand of the law knew me not.
Ne bakwidi kaba kamba ne mukalenga udupenyi, ne chanza chamikenji kacha kama nyameme to.
And the pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal. and walk after things that do not profit.
Ne ba mpasa takabidi ba kashipa mikenji bi kele banduisha, ne ba profeta ba kamba bi profeta kubale, ne ba kalonda bintu bi vakabi ne di kwachisha.
Therefore, I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children will I plead.
Ke bwa chenye nenko kangane nenu, mudi mukalenga wamba, nenko kangane ni bana babane benu balela.
For over this land of Chedom and see, and in the Kedur, and consider diligently that, and see if there be such a thing.
Bwalu, mubulobe bubwa kitima, ne monayi, ne mukeda, ne nkunu tangile bwalu ebu, numone bi ne kukadi kuchintu bunonkwewu.
Has a nation changed their gods, which are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
Ditu nga di kadi kudishintu lule nzambi ya di, idi kayi nzambi ayanyi. Kadi bantu banyi meme bobo, mbashinta kajabutu mbibu wabo kuchintu chidikachi ineji kwa chisha.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horrible afraid. You're dead desolate, saith the Lord.
Kemai, nwenu maulu. Bwaluebu, kwa chika ibo wa bwadikema, batekete mumaboko, mudi mukalenga wamba.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Bwalu bantu banyi mbenza mibibidi. Mbande kele meme mpokolu wa maya moi, nembaka jumbu ile bine bia mai biele mitante, bilikabi imu akulama kumaito.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his words. And I would like to take a text of that, his broken cisterns.
Mukalenge anyishe asakijile kuma benesha yende, kukubala kwa me yende. Nenkundi muswe ku kupatula muchena bwalu chane bine bia mayi biele mitanta.
When in reading this scripture this morning, which all scripture is given by inspiration, and we come to the house of the Lord for correction and for understanding.
Bwalu mukubala kwa mufundwe umudindemu, umudibine mufundu onso mufidibwe kudisonso dibwa, nenku tuditulua kunzubwa mukalenge,
and sometimes that we see the any little thing in the way, like this military man a while ago was speaking to us and saying that some certain things that perhaps maybe in some other country has a certain missile or something on that idea, and we've got to find something to counteract that in military strategy.
Nenku misangami kwa wabobatu ditumona kantu kampande kakakese kachamaka na munjila wumu di musala yewu kwa api chichikondo votu ambila wambane bimobintu bini misangami kwa wabobu pamuapa muditunga di kwa wabukampande di kale ni misile ya mushindu kampande anyi chintu kampande cha luidialu nenku bigengele tupete chintu kampande wakuluisha chochachi mumayela busalai.
Well, the same thing goes into a church, to parish where a man is preaching, or if he's an evangelist in the field.
Chintu chimochimwachi chidi chenze kamo ekelesia. Kuparwasa kudimuntu yisha, anyifikala bine yeye mutangidiki mubudimi buabuambi.
When he sees uprisings and something that's just starting, though in its infancy or whatever it is, it's that man, if he's a servant of God, to blot that thing so far from the people's minds that they'll keep away from it. And we don't want that to happen for us to get into places like that.
Fariye umona bantu batomboka bajukila kulu, ne chintu kampanda, chikale chibangila ku, chikale chenzeka, ntwa dijilu wachanyi, ni nchini chonso, muntu awu vikale ne musadidi wanzambi, mujini cha kupangisha chintu achi kule ni meja abantu, wakukalabo badisake kule ni chintu achi. Ne nkutuetu katone baso buwachi, chenzeka nansha.
Now,
uh,
During the time of Jeremiah here, his prophecy, it had been about 60 years since the death of Isaiah. Isaiah, and there had been about 60 years without a major prophet.
Mpendeu, apa muchikondo cha Yeremia echi, chi profete chende, chikavo bidimuma kumia sambombo kumukila kulufu lwa Yeshayi, ne kubakavo benze bidimubito kumakumia sambombo kabaini profete muneneto.
There was Becca and some of the small minor prophets, but Isaiah was the last major prophet.
Kuvwa abakuka ni ba mweba profeta bakese ba tuana kadi Yeshayi ngovumu profeta munene wandekelu.
And the people had during this time had no one to call them out. They had drifted, yet they were God's people, had drifted into this state now that we find them in as Jeremiah came to prophesy to them.
Ne kubantu bavwa mucho chikondwachi kabwani muntu na shomwe uvuma kubatandisha patoketo bakavo basesuke na shenanku bavwa chisamba cha Zambi kali bakavo basesuke mpindie umushindu wabwena uturi tubasangane mwewu mushindu wavu Yeremia kubambile chi profeteu.
And Jeremiah also he prophesied before the exile, and also he went into exile with him.
Ne Yeremia fendo uvwa wakamba chi profeta kumpala kwa dipa chi bwa diabo muditunga ye mwine wakaya penda nabo mudipa chi bwa diabo muditunga mu.
And then of course Daniel come on after Jeremiah, and Daniel said that he had understandings by the scripture of the 70 years that they were to be there.
Ne kupashishe mubusho bwa bwalu Daniel wakalwa fanyima pa Yeremia ke Daniel kwamba ne uvoye yene jumvwa kumifundu diabidi mwakumi mwanda mutekete.
For there was another prophet among them that wanted to make this yoke as he put it up on his neck, that it would be a small thing, that within 2 years, well, God was going to bring them all back. But Jeremiah no different from that.
Mubushu wabwabwalu, mubomu profeta mukwabu munkechi mwabu, wabwene wakateta kwenze chiko keluechi, mwakechi tekaye fanshing wende, wambane nechikale bwalubu kese, nimunda mwabidi mubibidi, Nzambi, wakubaluja bonso, kariyele miye, yeye, uvone jimanyi dishelane ni achi.
And we know what happened to the prophet who prophesied wrongly. He died that same year. So God wouldn't let him stand.
Netribamanya cha kenze kele mu profeta wakamba chi profeta cha mafia chao. Wakafa uchidimu chimwechimu achi. Nkunzambi kafamu wakumulekela atungunu kia kachawi mananto.
And now we also notice the conditions of the people in that day. Now, I do not wish you to misunderstand me. I am not aiming what I aim to say here, some scriptures and little notes.
Mpindyeu chena muso nungumva bibito. Nchena nekipa chila muchindi nechikipa chila kakwamba mwabewechi. Ndambu wa mifundu ne tumalu tukese tunji mufundetu.
Used to be I didn't have to write my scriptures and things down, but after past 25 the second time, well, I don't remember like I used to. So I write down a scripture and kind of know from that where I'm going.
Pachibijilu kabia nanubi nkengele buwa wakufunde mifundu ne bintu biku wabu pajibijito. Kadi wanga apichishi anubidi mokumi abiji nibitanu, bwa musangu ibidi, nchi chena mvuluka bintu, mungu mvuluka pachibiji luto. Kebu achinyi ndi mfunda, mufundu kampanda nenku, kubiyo biabi, manyane kunya yankwefi.
And then so much time praying for the sick and so forth and out and gone, I don't have time to really study like I should do.
Nefashishi bunyi wa meba, adisambiji leba bedi, nibikuwabo, nedipa tuka patuka kuye mungendu, nchene nediba mene mene ja kulonga, bumu dibibi kengele to.
Now, but this great prophet of this day was Jeremiah, and he was something on the order of Amos and many of the other prophets that rose up. He was stirred when he seen the conditions of the nation.
Mpindyeu, karimu profeta mune na waditu kwe diyeu, uva Yeremia, Nenko ova chintu kampanda wa mulongo wa Amos ni bamo ba kuba profeta babuni ba kava ba juke juke wakabinduluka pakamona ye ni kajilu waditunga.
Now there were places sometime when you're speaking about a nation, it might think that it's reflecting to a certain group. It's not that, it's the overall picture of the nation.
Mpindi eu kuvamiaba misami kwa abopa udi wakula bwadi tunga kampanda ndifu wanyine kuja mbijile ne didijileja chifu wanyi cha musumba kampand. Kina nkuto tidi nchifu wanyi mukabujima cha ditunga adi.
And we find today a very comparative condition today as it was in the days of Jeremiah. That the nation itself altogether has gone into more or less idolatry. I'd say, got away from God.
Nenku tritu jandula leluewu ngikadilu. Mufwananga nemenemene leluewu ne uvwaku mumatuku wa Yeremia. Wane ditu nga diyo di dine, Johnson Kong, dikari di buwele, umushindu kampanda murikukwile diampingu. Bienzebu, ndi mufuwa yine kwamba ne, diseme ne kule ni Nzambi.
And by doing that, it's been the weakness of the pulpit. Because if the pulpit would have stayed straight, and with the word of God, God would be in every church like he is moving among us here.
Nenku mukwenza kwa nankwawu, mbwabutekete wakuchambilu. Bwalu buchambilu chishale, chumi shemalu, chikale ni didi ya Nzambi, Nzambi huma ukwikala mwekelesia na ekelesia yonso anumudi yewu nyunguluka munkachi mwetu mwabewemu.
But they have led away from that, and that's the thing that I want to talk about this morning. And now we find that that's absolutely true in every age.
Kadi mbumu kekuchochachi nenku pachintuachi kefandi njinga kwa kula mudi ndemu. Nengu pindye uturisu sanga nene chintu achi mbulele la nubu wa mene menebu mchikondo ni chikondo chonso.
I believe it was Amos as I referred to him a while ago that he said he was not a prophet, he was the son of a prophet, but said that when the lion roars, who can be fear?
Ngele mejine uva ngamos, bumunga mutedi mutanche u, ni wakamba ni kavwa mu profete to, anyi mene mwana wa mu profete, kari wakamba ni ntambo yeye mukungule wabenga kuchina kinganyi.
And if anyone ever heard a real lion roar in the wilderness, these you hear in the cages around here are just meowing. But when one roars in the wilderness, everything takes heed.
Nenkukoko muntu kadiku mumvwe kuntambo wetu wa chabusho we ukungule muchifela. Binutu numvo munsanje mwe bibitu anu miari atumpus chanan. Kadifari yeye ukungule muchifela.
I've laid in the jungle a hunter, and he's the king of the beast. And when that lion roars, even the beetles stop hollering. Everything does.
Ntunka di mulale mubisuku ni mumetu waku ilemba. Ye mwene sumfumu wabu kwa nyema. Nenkupa di anuntambu wa ukungula. Na shibijanga lebidibi mani kamiadi. Netuntu tonso tupuwa.
The jackals and the hyenas are screaming, and the other animals, the squawking of the baboons and monkeys and the beetles. You can hardly hear yourself think, but in a distant let a lion roar, and every beetle will stop hollering.
Mibwabwa, nibimungu, bitubiele mbile mikolabi, ninyame mikwabo, nemiadi ya nchima ninsoko. Bijangalala, uriwe umwine mufwaine kupanga kumvo meja uriwela. Karintambwa kumwila nukuntanta mule.
See, everything's afraid of him, yet there's many things can kill him. But he's recognized as a king amongst the beasts.
Nwamonus, bintu bionso bijinenda bowa. Kadifa akusikudi bintu biabuni bidimu akumushifa. Kadiyeyeke wadimu manike bumfumu munkachi mwanyama.
He said, when the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, then God has spoken. Who can but prophesy?
Wakamba ne ntambo yeye mukungule wabenga kumvo bo wakenganyi. Yeyini kadin Nzambi nye umwakule wabenga kwamba chi profeta kenganyi.
That's I think the condition meets that challenge again today. God has spoken. See? And we see the handwriting on the wall. So it's very easy to prophesy and see that we're at the end time.
Ne nkuchidi ngelemeji ngikajiluawu wapechanga nyicha kabijini koku kajombu waku lelewewu nzambi mwaku le nwamonwanyi kabirinye utumwa na mufundu kuchimanu mumushindu wane mipepe lemenemene bwa kwamba chi profeta ne kumona ne tukandi chikondo chakunshikijilu.
And we're seeing God from every section of denominations all the way from Catholicism through all the Protestant churches, Buddhas and what more from India and whatever more, he's calling his people together, assembling them together.
Nankuturi tumwana nzambi, tumwene muka tupakonso kama ngumba, kumukila nukuchena katolike, kupichile muekelesia yonso ya chene mishonyi, chene Buddha, nibiku wabo, biamuku enda, nibiku wabo. Nye uri munkachi, mwakubikila bantu bende, mwakudisanga bo, mwikale ubaku, mwija kabaka mwe.
And I'm very happy for that, to see this day coming. Now, it's a great day, one of the greatest privileges.
Nenkume mendi indine di sanka babalu abu, di akumona di tukwe di dilua, mpindye utudi, chidi tukudi nene, di mwaja akuma jese atumatamba bu nene.
That if I would have known before there was a world when we were souls, a part of God that we are, for we were with him before the foundations of the world, because there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God, and we're a part of him.
Bwane, bubyo bibinkengela, bumeme na nshemu di anjele kumanya, kumpala kwa julu nebuloba kwikalaku, patu chivwa misuka, mikale chitupa cha Nzambi apu, kechitu dimene, bwalu tuvo nende kumpala kwa difuka ja julu nebuloba, bwalu kudimu shindu wa moyu wa chendelele anu mwepele Nzambi,
we was not so much that we would know and could think and had a being, but we were in his thoughts of what we were before the foundation of the world.
Katuva mene mene ne tuva mwa kumanya ne tuva mwa kwele meji ne kukale ni bumuntu to kari tuva mu meji ende achi tuva achi kumpalo kwa difuka di ajulu ne buloba.
Because we are a part of him, like my son is part of me and I'm part of my father. And so forth. We are sons and daughters of God by his foreknowledge.
Bwalu tuva chitupa chende, anu mudi mwana nyi wabalume mwikale chitupa chanyi, ni meme mwikale chitupa cha tatu wanyi, anu nanku, tudi bana babalume ne babaka jibanzambi, kuri di anjile kumanya diende.
And back there, if I could have known as I know now, and could look over the whole span of time, and he had said to me, what time do you want to live?
Nenku koku kwaka, bubi kala ne nkawafu mumanya bumundi mumanya mpindiwe mu ne mushindu wakwikala mutangile chipolo chonso cha chikondo ne buyaye nanshe mungambile ne muchikondo kai muri muso kwikala ne moye.
I said this time, right now, just the eve of the ending up of world history and the oncoming of the kingdom of God to be established in the earth. I think it's the most glorious time of all ages is right now.
Nunkundi mwamba ni mchikondwech, mpindye weu, diamula adilumene mene, wandekeli wa malu malonda bulobebu, ne wadifika diabukalenga buanzambi, wakujadi kibwa bupa buloba. Ndingele mejine ke chikondo chichitambe kwikale chabutumbi kubikondo bionso, mpindye umene meneu.
We find out here that Israel is accused by the prophet when God had ordained him and sent him out. They were accused of two major sins.
Turi tusanga na mwabewu ne izalela mufundibo kudi muprofeta. Paka mutumina nzambi diyi, ne kumutuma ye wakupatuke yekuya, wafundibwe buampeka tumine ne ibidi.
And we want to talk on those two things that they had done, and from that we want to prosper by.
Ne nkutribase kwa kula pa bintu bibidi abi bivobo benze, ne nko kubangele kuachi,
They had turned from God, the fountain of living water, and had hewed themselves out cisterns.
Mpindyeu bakavo bela nzambi nyima, mpokolo mwine wa maya jini moyi, nenkubajumbu ile biabobina.
They had turned from the thing that God had given them and had hewed themselves something that they had did themselves.
bakavobele nyima chintu chine chivo nzambi mubape. Kaliba jumbu ile chintu kampanda chivo buboba jenzele.
And these cisterns, you notice, they had broken and they were leaking. Now, a broken cistern cannot hold water, it'll leak out.
Nenku, bine biyama yebi, panujunitangile bimpe, uvoa bikavo biele mitanta, nibi bange kuzolo loka mayi. Mpindi eu, chine cha mayi, chele mitanta, kachine mwakulama mayi to. Mayi, neikela nwa zolo loka.
I was raised on a farm and I know what an old cistern is and the difficulty we have with it.
Memen tumukolele muferme. Nendi mumanye chili chine cha mayi chukula kaje. Neluta tulutu jinalu bwa cho chachi.
And this leaking cistern is a very fine picture, I think, of this day. That when everything that we have tried to do to get man together, get people together, get churches together, it has become always in the realm of intellectual trying.
Nenkuchine chidi chizololoka mayechi nchifwanyi chimpebe ngelemeji chaditu kwedi. Mudibionso bietubitudi bateta kwenza bwa kusanga balume, kusanga bantu, kusanga ekelesia. Mbifike misangu yonso anumishindu ya kuteta mikalanu ya mumitu.
We've tried to make all the Methodists become Baptists and vice versa and the different denominations, and that was not God's program to begin with.
Toate chikwenza bo aba metodista bonso baloba baptiste anya aba baloba ne maungumba mashile shilanga ne karia chika chivua ndonga muwanzambi nasha tombeku.
God only has one meeting place. He said over there in the book of Exodus that I have chosen the place to put my name. And that's the only place that I'll meet people.
Nzambi ujini kaba nuka mwepele kakusangila. Mwambe bwaluebu mumukanda wa ekesode mwamane ndi musungu le kaba kakuteka dina janyi nenkuke kaba kamwepele kanga sangile ni bantu.
And he chose a place to put his name. And where he put his name, that's where he met Israel.
Nenku yeye wakasungu le kaba kakuteka dina jende. Nenku kaba kakateka dina jendaku.
He's got a place that he meets his church today, and he chose that name. That name is Jesus Christ.
Udini kaba kariye usangila ni ekelesia wendele luewu, na nkumusungu le dinadi, na dinadi ni Yesu Kristo.
And that's where he meets a true believer when he's in Jesus Christ. That's where God chose to put his name.
Na nkuke kaba kariye usangila ni mwena kuitabuja mulelela, fariye mu Kristo.
He said, God's name, he said, I came in my Father's name. So that's where God put his name is in Christ, and in Christ is where we can all meet under the shed blood and there have real true fellowship. God made his program at the beginning in the Garden of Eden where the place he would meet man, and that wasn't upon intellectual understandings. If it had, Eve was exactly in line with his program.
Zambi wakenza ndonga muwende kuchibange jilu mubulimi bwa Edena. Muvakaba kavaye mwakusangila ni muntu. Ne china achi kachivwa pa ngumvilu ya mumutu to. Bubiwa binanku, Eva uvomene mena no munjile wa ndonga muende.
But we know that her accepting Satan's intellectual conception, surely God will not, but God said he would.
Kaditribamanya ne yeye wakitaba meji amumutu wa satana ane bulelela nzambi kakuchenza kuto. Kadi nzambi vomwambe ne yeye ne achenze.
And so then he chose a place of redemption, and it was by blood and not by intellectual conceptions.
Kepa na unkuye yokusungula kaba kabupikudi ne chivwa nkumashi kachi yikumeja mutu nansha.
So we're only beating the air, but it's just human nature that that people will try to do that.
Pana unkutwe tutudianu tuipatangane nilupepele. Kari chidianu ngikajiliwa muntu bwa. Wabantu kuteta bo kwenza na nkwa uo.
If we had time, we could break it down in many pieces, but I don't want that button. So we'll just try to make it as simple as possible. Leaking cisterns.
Bune tuwane diba, tuwuma kuchi sunsule la mutu sunsukile tuwabunyi. Kedi, nchene muso bialubo tamukana abito. Pana anku, netu tetanu, bwa kuchi vuija chifefele cha mene menene, bina bilibizololo kama ayi.
And we find that it's absolutely happened again. It's a very picture of our age that we're living in, of all of our trying.
Nenkunye utusangane ne chochachi chenze ki anuka bili kaku impata nansha. Chinfu anyi mene mene cha chikondo che tu chituji ne moyechi. Kuteta kwe tu konso.
And no disregards to ever effort that any servant of God that even names the name of Jesus Christ, he ought to be honored. For just even naming his name in reverence and respect.
Nenku, nchi impanga kanemu, buwadidi tatisha jonso, dia musadidi wanzambi yonso na keuto, uidi utela kudina dia Yesu Kristo ehu. Bifo bikengela, bamutu kumushinga na shebo kutela kwende patufu kwa dina diende, mukanemu na edito dia mushinga abi.
And the great evangelistical systems that's crossed the earth and so forth in these last days, I think still we'll never be able to get people in one heart until we get them underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only place that we'll ever be safely.
Nenku, ndongolo liminene ya butangidiki, ikadi kumiko solole bula bubujimeyi, nebi kwabo, matuku andekelwa, ndingele mejine, kato aja kupeta kumushindu, wakufikisha bantu kudikala ne moyo umwe, anutoyote baba fikishe mwishi mwamashi a Yesu Kristo.
Someone called me not long ago from up in the east and said, Brother Branham, I hear you've moved out to Arizona and you farmed a place there where that where they safety.
Muntu kampanda mumbi kilematu kwa bidia lwaku este kwa kwa wambane mwane tu Branham ndimuva bambane ukadi mumuanga lemuyeku Arizona ne udimwenza ka kaba
And as you know, how the message come, and the Lord told me what would happen in Alaska, and how down to California it would be, and it's just been that way.
Nenkubumunu dibamanye mudi mukenji mulwe, nemuva mukalenga mungambile, chivoni chakwenzeka mu Alaska, nemuva bini chakwikalato, nemu California mujima, nembienze kanu mushindwa u.
They said, now if that's shaking and everything work is a safety zone. I said, there is one safety zone that I know of. That's in Christ. For those that are in Christ, it's the only one I know.
Yeye ne, nengupikale dizakala jabuloba ni chakwenze kako kwaku, nebiku wabo, chitupa chabuloba chijinediku bibu wapu chidifenyi. Mema ne, kudichitupa chabuloba chijinediku bibu wachindi mumanye, mukilisto. Bwalu ababa di mukilisto neba,
Now Jeremiah was called also the weeping prophet.
Mpindi uye yele miyau kabidi baka mwinyikane mu profeta wa miadi.
And because I believe that made this prophet weep, was because him being a prophet and the word of the Lord comes to such and seeing the people walk after their traditions and thought they were all right and no way at all to turn them.
Nenkubwalu mwindi ngele meji, achi chakafikishe mu profeta au kudidila, didila, anyi chivombwalu yeye mwikala mu profeta, ne didi ya mukalenge ditudilo kudimuntu wana nkwawu, ne umona bantu benda balonde bile lebiabo, bikala bajambi jile ni bivuan anubimpe, nenku kakuyiku mushindu na nshamukese wakubalu jeto.
For there's going straight to exile because we know you reap what you sow, regardless of who you are, what you are. And we as a nation have reaped, or sowed rather, and we've got to reap.
Bwalu, bafoba yebulu di batangile kujipa chibwa diabo muditunga. Bwalu tiriba manjene, udi unowa chi udi ukuna. Nasha umweke langanyi, nasha bukampanda buwe babu. Ne tuwe tubuditunga, tudibanowa, anyi bakuneswe. Ne nkubi kanyele tunowa.
I'm speaking tomorrow, the Lord willing, at afternoon on birth pains, and I touched that in there. that we cannot get by with nothing. We've got to reap what we sow.
Nenga kule malaba mukalenga mwangishe mwapinga ja fa munda mwapakulela nenkundi nchilenga momwamu bwa katwikadi twalo kudikolesha kumoyi bwa chanana bikengela tuno obituli bakune.
And if God would let us get by with our perversion of Christianity today and perverting the people into these things that so-called Christianity, as Brother Moore once said, he'd be morally obligated to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up.
Nenku bunzambi mwakutulekela tudikolesha kumoyibwa dikudimika detu jabwene kilistu wejilelwe wu nebikele tukudimika bantu tubavuja bintu bidibo bini kane mbwene kilistu ebi. Mufumwane tumuru mwamba musamu kampandane bwa munso mbeli mulenga yeye mufuanyine kwenze jibwa bwa kujula Sodoma ni Gomora kubajani bwa kubalombaluse bwa wakabosha.
That's right. Because God's still just and we're unjust as God. It's becoming to His holiness and His word that He makes people reap for what they sow. And we'll have to do that.
Nchabushua, bolu nzambi udi misangu yonso anumulula me. Nenkumuaba udi kansunga sunga kikale, mbikumba nanganene tijile chende ne di diende, bwa yeye afikishe bantu kudinawa bidibuba kuna. Nenkune bikengele tuetu kwenza nanku.
Now, notice they had left him the fountain of living waters and had hewed themselves cisterns.
Mpindye umo na ine bakamulekela. Mpokolo wa mai ya moi. Ne baka jungwile bia bobine bia mai.
Now there may be somebody here who wouldn't understand what a cistern is. A cistern is a man-made tank that tries to take the place of a well. It's something that somebody dug.
Mpindye ukulimu wakwikala muntu kabaka mufwa ine kufanga kumvwa ne chine cha mai nchinye. Chine cha mai ntanki mwenza kulibantu mwikale uteta kuangata kaba kamushimi. Nchintu chidi muntu mumbule.
And how many knows what a cistern is? Fine. All right. A lot of country people here this morning.
Kadimbanga nyi beribamanye chine cha mai ni nchintu kampanda. Mbimpe. Eyo, kulibantu babu nyi bakumusu kaba kamudindemu.
So then, I remember the old cistern at the place, how it looked. I was always free to drink from the thing.
Pananku badi, ndivuluke chine chamayi, chakale, chamwabau, mushindu uvajichi mweka, nankumema mvongumvo bowo bwakuna mayi, amuchinta kanyachi.
It was a man-made tank, and it never can be relied on. You cannot rely on a cistern.
Chivwa, ntanki uvo muntu mwenze. Nenku kachena kucha bantu be yemene to. Kwene mwa kwe yemene china cha mai to.
Now anything that man does is usually not very good.
Mpindye uchintu chonso chidi muntu wenze kachitu anumisangu yonso chimpe to.
But just like the Lord set time into its cycle and the earth turning. Every year, every time it crosses, every day, every hour, and the sun setting, and it never fails.
Kadianu mudi, mudi mukalenga mukose chikondo mu chijengu chachi, nebulaba buikale bu nyunguluka, chidi muchonso, musangu onso, udiboba bukosolola, dituku jonso, diba jonso, ne diba dikale dibuela, kadi yiku difangi leto.
But the very best watches we can get a fail in many minutes in a month's time, no doubt.
Kadimeba mina kumaboko atumatamba buimpa tujinawa ne afangile tusunsa twabunyi muntanta wangondo umwe kakuimpata to.
But you see, everything God does is perfect, and what man does is imperfect. So why accept what man does when you can have perfect?
Kadi nujumona chintu chonso chidi nzambi wenza nchipwangane. Kadi chidi muntu wenza kinchipwangane to. Pananku mwachinyi kuitaba chidi muntu wenza, habu jine mushindu wakupeta chidi chipwangane.
I've always said that about us Pentecostal people, see? We know, and we're not out of the order, of course, of God, we don't believe.
Ntunkadi mwamba mbacho cha chimi sangu yonso bo tutwe tubena mpenta. Nwamonus, tudiba manye, ne katuena pambelu pabulonga mbubwa nzambi to mbushu wabwabwalu. Katu itutabuja to.
But we also know that among us, we have people who try to impersonate the other fellow. That's just human. They'll try to do that.
Kari turika biliba manyene munka chumwetu tujini bantu badibateta kutentula muntu mukwabo. Achi chijanu cha buntu. Ne bateta kwenza na mkwao.
They did it in the Bible. One, I'm a Paul, I'm a Silas, and so forth. But they try to impersonate what someone else did or is doing.
Baka chenza mu Bible. Eune, meme ndi wa Apollo, ndi wa Sila, anunanku. Kadibobo, bababa teta kutentula chiva muntu kampanda mkwa bubwenza, anyi chidiye wenza.
But why would you accept a false impersonation when the skies are full of the genuine thing? When the promise isn't to you and to your children? Why would we accept something that was different?
Kadi, udimu akwita baditentula jamafi buachenye, padi maulumula tente ni chintu chabushua. Padibine mulai udibwenu nwenu nebo abana benu balela. Tudimu akwita bachintu kampanda chishilanga nebo achinyi.
Why would we take up a creed or a dogma when the Bible is the unadulterated word of God?
Tudimu akutwa tuitabai ne didi suika nyama kumikolo bo achinyi. Padibibla mwikale didi anzambi di kezuke.
Why would we try to add to or take from when the Lord Jesus said in Revelation 22:18, whosoever shall take one word out of it or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Turimo akuteta kusakijira anyi kumushila bwachinyi, pari mukalenga Yesu mwamba mubwa kabulu bamakumi abijini ibidi, verse wadi kumini mwanda mkulune, ewu yonso wikala mwa kumushila didi mwe, anyi kusakijira didi mwe, chende chitupa, nechu mushibwe kumukanda wa moi.
When God first set the human race in on earth, he told them they live by his word.
Pakate kanzambi buku abantu, pabuloba kuchibangijilu, yeye wakabambila bwakwikalabo ni moyi kudidiende.
Now, the word of God is like a chain. You're passing across hell with it. And it's chains only its best at its weakest link. And God wants us to keep every word of it.
Mpindye udidi anzambi, njenze mutumunyolo luamu. We umwekele upichila pa inferno ni jodi adi. Na yankumu nyololo wadi, mutamba kukolela anu fadinungu diawu diditamba kutekete. Na nzambi, muswe buatulama di jonso dia jodi adi.
Now that's the first of the Bible. Just to break one word plunge the human race into a darkness of death.
Mpindye u aku kufuwa kuchibangijilu cha Bible. Kushipanu didi mwechanana. Kwa katukije buku abantu mumidima ya lufu.
Jesus came in the middle of the Bible, and he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Yesu kula munga chimwa Bible, kie kwamba ne, muntu kakwikele ni moyi buwadiampa nkayadito, kadikudi idionso.
Not just part of the words, or 99 out of 100, but every word, just like even Adam was.
King anundambu wa meito, anyi makumi chitema ni chitema paluka mato. Kadidi idionso, anumu fabibwa Eva ni Adam amu.
And in the last of the Bible, Revelation 22:18, he said that whosoever shall take a word out of this or add one word to it.
Na nkukunda kelu kwa Bible, buwa kabulu ibe makumi abijini ibidi, vense wajikumi ni mwanda mkulu, yeye kwamba ne, ewika la mwa kumushile didi mwa kuchochechi, anyi kusakijile didi mwa.
So why do we need to inject in here somebody's ideas of things when this is God's own idea about it? We want to take what he said, and it's also written, let every man's word be a lie, and mine be the truth.
Pananku turitujinga kufinike mununku mejia muntu kampanda abi kampanda bwachinyi, padibini echike mejia nzambi yeye mwine pachoche echi. Turibaso kwangata chidi yeye mwambe, na yankumbo funda kabijine, didi ya muntu yonso di kalamashimi, kadidi ya nidikala bulelela.
That's what Samaria, this prophet in the days of Jeremiah. He was a prophet. He had the word of the Lord. And this fellow was trying to inject something to it. Now, it cannot be relied upon.
Kecha katatisha mu profeta nchuo chachi, mumatu kwa yele miya. Yeye nguvu mu profeta. yeyengo vone didi ya mukalenge. Kadi mulu mianeu, uvo uswa kufunyika muchintu kampanda. Mpindi u, achikincha jeye meneto.
And I'm likening these tanks now to these systems that we have tried to take and to take the place of the original Word of God.
Nenku ndi mfuanyikisha ntanki yeyi, nendongo lwelu yeyi tulibateta kwangata, ne bwa kwangata ikaba kadidi akuchibangijilu janzambi.
For nothing can take its place. It is God.
Bwalu chintu nasha chimweka chena kumwa kwangata kaba kadito.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Kuchibangi jilu kwa kadi diyi, nedidi akadi nzambi, nedidi akadi nzambi, nedidi akadi nzamubidi, nedidi akasoma munga chumwetu.
And Hebrews 13:8 said, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can we rub away from that?
Ne ebe luwajiki minimu isatu mvensa mwanda mkulu mwamba ne yeye uli umwe mwa umakelela lelu toni kashidi. Munyu mutrimu wakukupule chintu kucho chachi.
It's got to be the truth. He remains the same. He's the same in every principle.
Bike ngele chikala bulelela. Yeye uli ushala umwe mwa u. Uli umwe mwa u mudi idikulu jonso.
That's the reason you enjoy you Baptists and Methodists and Catholic and Presbyterians and so forth. Enjoy that presence. Somewhere in you, you've accepted God.
Kebwa chini didi nusankisha, nweni ba Baptista, ni ba Methodista, ni bena Katolika, ni ba Presbyterian, ni ba Kwabo. Bwika diabu, bwika le, bunusankisha. Mwaba kampanda munda muebe, urimuita banzambi.
Maybe sometime in an intellectual way, maybe you have felt the power of God, and you are a servant of God, but when you can really come into God, and recognize your place in Him as a son or a daughter of God. That's what brings that great thrill to you that God intended you to have.
Pamwapa chikondo kampanda mumushindu wa meja mumutu. Pamwapa ukadi mumvo bukola bwanzambi. We umwikale musadidi wanzambi. Kadibu wewe mwa ukubwela munda mwanzambi bulelela. We ukujingulula kaba keba munda mwende. Bumwana wabaluma anyi wabakaji wanzambi. Kechili chikutuwa ajila musa angelu mune na uu. Uvanzami mulongo lulabu wa wewe kupeta.
Now, we notice in St. Mark the 16th chapter, Jesus did not say, go ye into all the world and teach. He said, go preach the gospel.
Mpindye uturitumwa na mumako, monsanto, shapita wajiki minimu isambombo. Yesi kimwamba ni, ndai papulabu bujima ne kalonge shai. To, mwamba ni, ndai nukaiishe evangelio.
Preach the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. Go ye into all the world and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost.
Kuisha evangelio mbwena kwamba ne, kuleja patoke bukole bwanyuma mwimpe. Ndai pabulabu bujima, nukaleja patoke bukole bwanyuma mwimpe.
Talking to a brother, one of the sponsors on the meeting in India, in Bombay there, down in the South Africa in different places, where the missionaries had taught it as a word, or as an intellectual conception.
Pamwa nyiki langa nini mwane tuwa belu makampanda. Ume wakube fidi banfranga bwa kwenza. Masangisha nyi muende muwambeyi mwamwa. Tupweka tubwele muafrika wakusud. Nimiabe mishile shilangane. Muvaba missionaire balonge she cho chachi budiyi anji bumeja mumutu.
But one day in the meeting when the Holy Spirit came down Himself and saved 30,000 blanket natives at one altar call, right on the same ground where they were standing.
Kadidi tukudi kwa bumudi sangisha, paka pweka nyoma mwimpe, yeye mwene, kusungi la yebena kalaba binu numa kumiasatu, kudibi ikile ja kuchoshe li jumwefele. Biabualu, anumuaba umwe umuawu, ufabu pabu obima njine.
Women standing there who had been as naked as they almost were when they come into the world. In the very minute that they raised their hands to receive Christ, and the Holy Spirit fell upon the place and healed 25,000 people at one time, off of wheelchairs, cots, and stretchers.
Baka jibime na muabawu, babuena bavobika la butaka buetu buapulupuluebu, biso kwenza nubu muakalidi bobo pabulobebu, kadimu kasunsa kamwe kamwe, kakela bobianza mulu buakupeta kilistu amu, Kenyo mamwimpa kupweka mwabawu, karikondo papantu binu nima kumia bidi nebitanu musangumwe. Kuba jule mamakalua balema, hatulalu netulalu, twa kwambuila babedi.
The mayor of the city had me next day look at these bandits going down the street.
Mulombori wa chimenga kumbi kila pakachabu bwa mone tumenyo tunene tule tente tuwa tuenda tupweke mumusesu.
Them women standing there naked, not knowing they were naked, but as soon as the Holy Spirit struck them, they folded their arms to walk away from the presence of their man.
Bakajabu bimena mwabau butaka kaba ibamayini bafo butaka to. Kadinyuma mwimpa mwenza anu ubalenganyi kuvunga mabo kwa abo wa ukumuka mwabo uva bantu balume basanganyi bwawu.
And I'm wondering how that we in America call ourselves a Christian nation and in the presence of God, and each year we our women take off more and you ought to be putting on more.
Karimema ndindi konka mutu ditue tubena Amerika aba badibadiamba mutu diditu nga diabena Kilisto. Bikale mubuikari buanzambi. Karikuchidi muchonso tuwe tu betu bakaji badiba vule bilamba bapitisha. Fabi sinuenu aba mbavone cha kwikala nubivuala biabunye.
And more Christ you put on, the more conscious you will be of your own conditions.
Na yankupa udi uvuala Kilisto wabunye. Kepa udi umanya bikole nengika jiluweba uwe umwine udi chinyi.
Sometimes I see the way people act on the street, I wonder if it's just exactly mentally right.
Misang miku wabupandi mwona mushindu udi bantu benza malu mumusesu. Mtuanu ndikonka ne mitu yabo idimuyo yimene menanyi.
Seems like they don't realize that when they do that, what they are doing, they're making themselves a bait for the devil and to send souls to hell. That's right, but the world is in a corruption like it was in the days of Jeremiah.
Mbienza nubune kabena bafika kudumvone padibo benza na nkwapu. Chidibo benza achi badiba divuija chishi tidi diabulu mwakwela kundoboto. Mwakwela kutuma misuka muiferno. Momu. Kadi bapabulo babadi mu dinyanguka anumu vwabi mu matukwa yele miya.
Now, back to the sister. Now this sister cannot be relied upon because it cannot fill itself.
Mpindye u tualukila iku chine chamaye. Mpindye u chine chamaye chi kachene mwa kweye menyi boto. Bwalu kachene mwa kuju wile mai cho chinkayachi to.
And it has to depend upon the local rains to fill it. The local rains of the local revivals to have a little revival here and a little revival over there or so forth to get it filled up.
Bike ngele chinji lanumfule ya fakaba yi bwa kuchuja. Vule ya fakaba anye matabuluja fakaba. Bwa kwenza kadi tabuluja kakesa hapa, ne kadi tabuluja kakesa papa, anye nebi kwa bo, bwa kuchuja.
So it cannot be relied on. It can't fill itself, it's insufficiency to itself, it cannot do it, and it's got to depend on the rains to fill it.
Fana anku kachene mwa kweye menye boto, kachene mwa kuju wila mai chochi nkayachi to, kachene chidikumba nye to muchochi, kachene mwa kuju dila to, ne kubi kengela anu chinji lamvula,
then, let's notice where it gets its rain. Where it gets its water, the cistern.
Nengu tumona ayi, kudichi ichipetela mvula wachi. Kudichi ichipetela achimayi, china chamayi.
It comes off the top of the barns. Shed. Where all the dirt that the dust blows up there washes right into the rain and right down into the cistern. A man-made tank.
Adi afumina kumi songa yabi kumbi, yabi sasa, kudimanyanu onso ajilupuishi lalupepele kulu waku, abomboloka ni mvula, apweka abuela buludi muchinamu, ntanki mweza kudimonto.
It becomes almost like a cesspool.
Tidichisha lanu mudichine chankumbamu.
And it washes off the top of the barn, where all the animals of the smell in the barnyards and so forth and settle down and the air blows in. The dust and stuff on the barn, then the local rain comes along and washes the rain right off.
Nenku adi abomboloka pamusonga wachikumbi apu. Pari nyama yonso, ijine mipuya ya mubula buwa bikumbi amuayi, nebiku abo, nenku ashimatamu. Nenku lupepe le lututamu, mulupuishamu, ne mubuli miyana bia muchikumbi abi, pashishe mvula wafakaba, ulognunku ubibomboloja, mvula ubipwekesha.
And then the water is carried by a man-made trough through a man-made spout. to a man-made tank. And then when it gets there, it's filthy, so filthy that you have to put a strainer rag on it, or you couldn't drink it.
Nekupachisha mayau, bari bapichishila muchinuenu chenza kudimuntu, mukamulonda kenza kudimuntu, tone muntanki mwenza kudimuntu. Nekupadiwa fikamu, makoyike mumushindu wane, bikengela uteke upuka sengulu ka mukusu wachilamba, chanana kuyimufu wanyine kukuna to.
Now, see, it's washing from the roof by a man-made trough, man-made spout into a man-made tank.
Mpindi ewu, nujini monas. Adi abomboloka afumina kumusonga. Apichila muchinu inu chenza kudimuntu. Kamulonda kenza kudimuntu. Abwela muntanki mwenza kudimuntu.
And then it with a man-made strainer over the top of it to see that some of the bugs and things is kept back.
Nenku chochachi, nekasengulu kenza kudimuntu, kumutu kwa chaku, bwa kwenza ne bimobia kubishi, shinibi kwabo, bishajilemu, nekabipichito.
Now we notice in these, a few days after the water sets there in this man-made denominator, or tank, excuse me. All right.
Mpindi ewu, turitumona ne, Motu kumakese afanyima padimai asombamu muri ingu genza kuri muntu edi anyi ntanki nufileluse heyo.
After it's been washed off of all kinds of theologies and things washed into it, now we come to find out when it sits there a few days, it becomes stagnant.
Fanyima pamamane kubomboloka Mishindu yonso ya mama nyanzambi ya mutulasa ni bintu biko abobini bimana kubomboloka muntu amu mpinje utwafiki kuri jandula ne pariwa somba muntu amu ndambu amatuku ari ashala matengebele.
And anyone knows in the history of the church when God sends something forth, a message, and it becomes fresh from God.
Na kumuntu yonso e mumanya ne Mumalu malonda ekelesi ya padi nzambi utuma chintu kampanda, mukenji, urusha ala mubishi padi o uchifumina kukuri nzambi.
Then, actually the life of that founder, whatever it might be, you call him reformer or whatever you want to say about it, after his death, then they get a system worked up and they make an organization.
Pashishe panyima pa moyi wa mwena wawu, Aine nchini chonso chidi chifu aine kuikala kwachi. Nudi numwenyika ni mulongolo di aine chonso chini jimuwa kujinga kwamba bwacho chachi. Panyima pa lufu luende na yankubadiba kwa takaja ndongolo luka di kwenze bulongolo di.
And as soon as they make an organization out of that, it dies right there. It never rises again. It's did it through every time back, come on back.
Na yankopa di buwanu benza bulongolo di kucho chachi, chini chumba chifuwa ni mwabawu. Kacheno kuchijukulu kakabidito. Chitu chikari chenzeke kumusangu ne kumusangu. Kale mene mene.
In giving regards to this Catholic priest sitting here, when God organized the church or not organized it, God never did organize the church. He's not in that kind of a business. He's in birth, not organization.
Bwakuto mushinga sacerdote wa katolika uri musomba kabakewu. Pakavuja nzambi ekelesi ya bulongolo di, anyi kakamuvuja bulongolo di to. Nzambi kacheka tu kumuvuja ekelesi ya bulongolo di to. Yeye katumungenze lu ya malu ya nankwa unansha. Yeye utumudile di bwa, kim bulongolo di to.
So, when God started the church off of the day of Pentecost, and then finally down at Nicaea, Rome, they organized it, and there's where it lost its power.
Nenku pakabanga nzambi ekelesi ya muditu kujampenta, Nenkunde kelwa byonso kunise Roma bobo kumuvuja bulongolo di nenkuke kwakajimijila ye bukola bwende.
Then we come on down to the Lutheran Reformation and it was a great thing. The word of God was given, just shall live by faith.
Fashishe to tukupweka tone ku bulongolo di Luther. Chivwan chintu chinene di Zambi jakafidi bone mwakane neikala ne moyo kudita buja.
And when they did, instead of picking up all of them together and marching on, they made a Lutheran church, separating themselves from this group. And then it died.
Nenku pa kenza bunanku, pa mutu pa bobu kuchikwata, bonso chapa mwe, bonso bwa bo chapo mwenye kutungunu ka bo ne luendu, bo bo kwenze kelesi ya waba luterien. Kuri tapulu labo ne musumbewu, kepe shishe kufoye.
Then God raised up John Wesley with the sanctification, the message of the second work of grace, and it was a wonderful thing, but after Wesley and Asbury, they organized it, it died.
Fashishe kenzambi kujula John Wesley, nedijidi ibwa, mukenji wa mudimu mwibidi wa ngasa, ne uvo chintu cha chikemesha, kadifanywa pa Wesley ni Asbury, bobo kuchivuija bulongolo di, ke kufachi.
Then up come the Pentecostals with the restoration of the gifts. They were doing fine. What happened? Organized it, it died. Just exactly.
Fashishe kulo kubena mpenta, nijalu julula jamapa. Bofo benda nubimpe. Kerechavu kwenze kanchini. Kemu kuchuvuje bulongolo di, nechochu kufwa. Kemu dibimene mene.
Now, in the midst of all this, God's still calling a remnant out of every one of those generations. And it's our time of coming out. A gathering together.
Mpindi ewu, munkachi mwabine bionso ebi, zambi uchidia nu munkachi mwakubikila badibashale mulukongu ne mulukongu lonswalu, kechidie wenza bulelela. Nenku keje tujituku jakupatuka njedi, jakudi kuungisha.
That's what I think the full gospel businessman has played a great part in breaking down these walls and saying that there's no difference in us. Let us come together and worship God under one principle, not under an organization.
Nenku ke chinji meme ngele meji, bena kantu kubianza ba evangelio mukabujima, mbenza mudimu mune ne, mujupula diabima nuabi, bikala bamba ne, kakwene di shilanga nanansha di kese munkechi mwetu nansha, tusangi la yi, wakukukwile nzambi mwishu mwa di, di kulu di mwepele, kabi mwishu mwa bulongolo di kampanda nansha.
If it was an organization, I'd get off this platform right now. I have nothing to do with it.
Bune chivom bulongolo di kampanda, Nungkundi mumu kapa chibumba cha chambilwe cha numpindye wewu. Kakwene dipetana na shidike sepanke chipanyi ni chocha achinansha.
What it is, it's got to be a fellowship and not a fellowship of some creed, but a fellowship in Christ by the power of his resurrection. That's the thing that brings life, it brings birth.
Chocha achibi kengele chikala bobo mwe. Pakumusha bobo mwe bwa tuitaba ikampanda to kadi bobo mwe mukilisto. Kubu kole bwa dibika jende jakulufu, achike chintu chitichitwala moyi, chitichitwala jile dibwa.
And before birth can come, we realize there have to be death before birth.
Ne kumpala kwa jile dibwa kumona di mwakulwa. Turitufika kujumvo nebikengele kwikala lufu kumpala kwa jile dibwa.
And a birth is a mess. I don't care what kind of a birth it is. It's in a pig pen or wherever it is, it's a mess. And so is a new birth. It makes you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't think you would do.
Ne dile dibwa pa dimbukoya. Na shadika le dile dibwa dia mushindu kai. Dodo dikale muchikumbi changulube. Anyi, ai na shachika le chinganyi mbukoya. Ne yoke mu dile dibwa dia chakabidi. Didi kwenza ja bintu biuri pa chibijulu kuyikwela meji ne wudi mufanyile kwenza to.
But when you're ready to die to yourself, then you're born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then things open up and life becomes a new sight to you because you've accepted the person of Jesus Christ and not some theory or some creed.
Kadipa udi muji longo lole bokufo kuwe omwine, na nku udi mule dibwe chakabidi. Chifu kibo chipi achipa mukilisto Yesu. Pache bintu bikanguka ni moyi ulwa mwene ni mupia mupia kudi. Bwalu wita bibu persona bwa Yesu Kristo. Kabi melongesha kampa ndama kwa takajanyi tuitaba ito.
Even to the written word, it's got to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. No matter how much theology you've got, it's laying there dead.
Anyi nanshobu adidi funda, bikengele juo adidi vijibu ni moyi kuri nyuma mwimpe. Nanshewewe ni mamanya nzambi ya mutula sabuni bishi, mbishale muntu amu bifwe.
Now I can have a handful of wheat until it gets into the process. The work can be quickened, the wheat will never live.
Ndimufu anyine kwikale ni dianza di anteta ya ble. Padiye anukayi ufika mu nshintulu kilu wa kufika yeku divuijibwa ni moyi ble au kaja kwikala ku ni moyi nansha.
And you can have a doctor's degree, PHLL, whatever you wish to, but until the Holy Spirit comes upon that and quickens it to you, has a personal experience with God, then the wheat does no good. Your learning is in vain.
Nenkuri mo kwikala ne mukanda wa chibata wa bu doctor PHLL chonsi chiwaso kwikala na chachi kadipadi anu nyuma mwimpe kayimulwe pa chuo chachi ne muchivuje ne moyi bwebo wewe to chikala jila bula dia wewe nkayebe ni nzambi na nkuble au kene chidi ukwenzele to tulasa tuwe batu tulichijengu.
As this Englishman said the other night here, I saw astonished that all the learning he had is Paul. He had to forget all he knows in order to find Christ, do things that he thought he wouldn't do.
Bumo vomwe na Angletere u mwamba jilo lwadi mwabe u. Chivo chinke meshebe, tulasa tonsu tuvaye mulonga atu bupolo. Biaka kengele buwakubi po ye bionsu moi, buwakupe takilisto. Kwenza malu avoyika yiku mwakwele mejine mufanyina kwenza to.
But that's what God does. He humiliates us in our educational system. Not as I'm trying to support ignorance, but I'm trying to tell you the difference.
Karimu shindu au ke uji nzambi wenza. Yeye uji utupweke shemilongo mundongolo luwetu watu lasa. Kimbwe na kwamba ne ndinji inga kutuwa jifanga nyame kumiko luto. Karini ntete wakunu leje di shilangana.
Education can never bring life. It takes the Spirit of God to bring life. And that life must not come out of just the intellectual revival.
Dilonga dia tulasa kadi na kumwa kutwala moyi to bikangela nyoma wanzambi bokutwala moyi na mwina moyi au kawena ne cha kufumina muri tabuje jetu dia meji amumutu edito.
It's got to come out of the Bible word revival, and that word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when it falls today and quickens, you get the same results you did in Acts 2. Exactly.
Bikangela ufumina mu Bible ditabuluje dia kudiyi. Ne di ya di mwe di mwe di makelele lelu tone kashidi. Ne kupa di jo di ya di pona lelu ewu, di vujibo ni moyi. Uru peta bi mwe buma, bi uvo mu peta mu bienza di ibi di abi. Mene mene.
It always has and it always will be because it's the Spirit of God, the conditions, the atmosphere. It takes atmosphere to do things.
Ke mutubi na unku misangu yonso. Nene bika lanu na nkwa u, bwalu nyuma wanzambi, ngutu uteka chuyu ya mungike jilu, uri uke nge dibwa. Bike ngele chuyu ya wakwenza malu.
That's the reason you men are always taught, bringing your children here, well certainly that's right.
Ke bwachinyi nwenu balu menu tu balonge shibwa misangu yonso ne, ikala inu lwa ni bana benu balile kabaka. Nchabusho ne ke mudibi.
I was glad to see my daughter Rebecca come in and sit down just a few minutes ago. Some of you see me wink at a woman. It was my daughter. So she come in and sat down.
Mvone di sanka jakumo na mwana nyuwabakaji, Rebecca, ubwele usomba, anumutusu nse tuke semu. Bama benu, bamonu, mvinye muka jikampanda disu. Uvo mwana nyuwabakaji, nenkuwa abwedi wasombu.
I want her to receive the baptism of the Spirit. That's why she's here in the meeting. That's what the purpose of it. It takes atmosphere.
Ndi muso bwa apete di patiza janyuma mwimpe. Nenkukebwa chinyu di mwabeu mudisangishemu ke kipa chila kacho chachi bikengela chuyu ya.
So Dr. Bosworth, you say you can take a hen egg and put it under a pup, it'll hatch a chicken. Why? Because it's an egg and got the right atmosphere.
Bumu vamukulumpe Dr. Bosworth ne chibijili chakwamba ne uri mwakwanga tadi yi dia nzolo ukuriteka mudifu dia kana kambwa ne ritoyika nzolo. Bwa chinyi, bwalu ndi dikale dipete chuyu ya chidichikenge dibwa.
I don't care if you're a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, in the right atmosphere to hatch out of, newborn child of God.
Na shawe umikala Methodista, Baptista, Presbyterian, muchuyu ya chidichikenge dibwa, nerito ya mwana wanzambi, mule dibwa chakabidi.
The atmosphere that does it, no matter what denominational tag you have.
Chuyu ye nchili chenza na nku, na shawewe ne chimanyi ucha di ngumba kai.
Used to herd cattle. I noticed a ranger, when we take them up into the forest, out of the feeding lands, down to ranches, and put them on the forest, he would stand there and watch as he went through the gate at the drift fence.
Mvone chibi jilu cha kudisha ngombe. Mvomo na mulami waditu patuwa, tuyi bweja muditu, tuyi mushamu mpata, ya didi ila mashindamu kuma ferme, bikala tuite kamuditu vuma kwima na mwaba umwikale utangile muvwayi bwela kuchibi cha kulupangu lwa tukanu.
He never paid so much attention to brands because there's all kinds of brands went through there, but there's one thing he did notice, the blood tag.
Yeye kava utamba kutuma meji kumena to bwalu kuva mena amishindu yonso ava bwela mu kadi kuri chintu chimwepele chivoye utangile bimpe chimanyu cha mashachi.
It had to be a thoroughbred Hereford or it could not go on that forest because it's the Hereford Association that grazes that forest. It must have a blood tag to keep the breeding right.
Bivabi kengele ikala mulele wa diminu ja bushua ja Hereford chana na kavamu akubwela kumuji toa muto. Bwalu association wa Hereford mudi wudi ishanyama mudi tuadi. Ujini cha kwikele ne chimanyinu cha mashi bwakula madiminu ja nyama mujoji.
And I think that's the way it will be at the day of the judgment.
Na nkundi ngele meji ne kemu ikala bimudi tukudi achulumbulu idi.
He's not going to ask me if I was Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, or Presbyterian, but he's going to look for the blood tag. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the thing.
Yeye kakun konkane, unwa metodiste, baptiste, mwenempente, anyu presbyterien to. Kadiye na keba chimanyinu cha mashi. Panga mwana mashi, nempichila pamutu penu. Kechintun chochachi.
So we find that these cisterns, after they sit around a while, they become stagnant, and they are no good.
Pana ankutritu jandule nebi na mene ebi. Paribi mena kune enga mutanchi. Bidi mayi, aria shalama tengebele ne kayi kumimpeto.
And it becomes then also becomes the home of frogs and lizards and snakes and bugs and germs and what more. Because it's the stagnating condition that's pushed into it.
Nenkupa shishe kabidi. Tishala tisombedi cha ndimba ni misodia ni nyoka ni bishishi ni twishi ni bikwabo ni mbinganyapa bwalu nika jiluwadi tengebelawu mudimudi sakemu.
Could you imagine washing off of a barn roof or off of a house close to the barn or anywhere the dirt would be? How kind of a bugs and germs and everything it washes into this cistern.
Angela ikumeji mabombo lokele pa musonga wa chikumbi. Anyi wanzu bumike la pupipi ne chikumbi. Anyi nimpenyi pavua, pafua anyi na kuikele bitochi. Mishindu kai ya bishishi ne tuishi ne biku abubionso, bilibibombo lokele muchine chama yechi.
Now, it's a perfect example of any kind of a man-made system. He's a failure to begin with. That's the reason he needs a savior.
Mpindye u, nchilezi luchipuanga ne cha mushindu onso wa ndongole luji muntu mujenzele u. Yesu mupangi le bwalu. Tuambeku, tuambeku. Kebu achinyi bidi muke engele musungidi.
He could not save himself. He cannot do nothing for it. He's lost to begin with.
Kavamo akudi sungile yeye mwine to. Kena kuni chidimu akwenze pabolo abuto. Yeye mujimi ne tuambeku, tuambeku.
He's born in the world. Sinful. He comes to the world speaking lies. He's a liar to start with. So how in the world can he do anything for himself?
Muledi pabulo bebu ngenza mpekatu. Ula pabulo ba mwikala wamba mashimi. Mwena mashimi. Tuambeku tuambeku. Kadimu wabawu mwenye mudiepende mwakwenza chintu kampanda buende yeye mwene.
How can a holy man, there's no holy man. There's no holy church. It's a holy ghost. Not a holy church, a holy people. It's a holy ghost among a people. That's what it is.
Mwenye mudi muntu wachijila mwakuchenza. Muntu wachijila katuku meneto. Ekelesi wachijila katuku to. Nyuma mwimpe ke udiku. Ki ngekelesi wachijila to. Anyi chisamba chachijila. Nyuma mwimpe munkechi mwachisamba. Kechi likuachi. Amen.
Not a holy mountain where Peter and them stood. The mountain wasn't holy, but it's the holy God on the mountain that made it holy.
Kachivo mukuna wachijila pa vapetelo ni bako abu abu bima neto. Mukuna kingu vo wachijila to. Kari nzambi wachijila pa mukuna u. Ke waka uvuija wachijila.
Not a holy person, it's a holy ghost. Using that person. What makes it holy, not the person, but the person of the Holy Ghost.
Ke muntu wachijila nansha. Nyuma mwimpe mudimu bakwa tanende mudimu mumuntu awu. Ke urimu mufije wachijila. Kachi muntu awu to. Karimu persona wa nyuma mwimpe.
It isn't a man because he's just a man born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies.
Ki muntu awu to. Bwalu yeye ujanu muntu wetu ewu. Mulele mumpe katu. Mufuimba mububi. Mule pabula bumwikale wamba mashimi.
Any man-made system will keep him right in that. You'll blind the thing from the intellectual eyes that they think, I belong to church. My name is on the book. I have did this. My father was this, and so forth.
Ndongole liyonsu mwenza kudimuntu ewu, ne amulami nanu mubyo biabi. Ne afufumisha mwene meji amumutu, wakayimu wakumo na chintu achito. Meswa mwene meji amumutu, umushindu wa yeye ubango kwele meji ne, ndi muntu wa ekelesia, dina yanyi di mumukanda, nkari mweza chikampanda, tatu wanyi mene uva chikansanga ni bikwabo.
That sounds all right, which it is, nothing to say against it, but still, friend, Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot even see. See there doesn't mean that he sees with his eyes, but understand the kingdom of heaven. Until you're born into...
Chumvwike chimpe kumachi, chinachi. Chidi kuine chawewa kwamba wakuchibenga to. Kajina shananku mulunda wanyi, Yesu mwamba ne. Muntu yeye kayimule dibo chakabidi, kena nashema kumona. Kumona mwaba u, kimwena kwamba ne, uri umone ni mesu enda nasha. Kadi kumvu bukalenga buwa mudiulu. To nipa wale dibo chakabidi.
How would this Baptist evangelist, how would that man who stood there and criticized and made fun of it? See, there's nothing in him that could even receive it, but God had to do it. See, God gave him the Holy Spirit.
Mwenye mudi mutangi diki wa Baptist ewu, mwenye mudi muntu uvo mwima na mwaba wawana kamufu wanyina kusendeka ne kuseka cho chachi, no monus, munda mwende, kamwena kuchintu chifu wanyina nasha kupeta cho chachi to, kadibi vobi kengela nzambi ya chenze, no monus, nzambi ngudi mumupe mnyuma mwimpe.
He manifested that this is not hypocrisy, this is a word. He only hears it from a school idea. And they try to take all the blessings of God and place it on a day gone by.
Yeye muleja petoken echi kachivolu wombuto ndiyi. Ruchu mvwila anumumeji ya mutulasa. Na yankuba diba teta buwakwangata mabeneshe onso anzambi buwakwa teka muditu kudikadi jimano kupita.
A young Baptist preacher here not long ago sitting present right here this morning. And he came to me and he said, Brother Branham, this one thing that you're doing is wrong. I said, help me.
Songa la mumuyishi wa Baptiste, mwabe ukin kwanji kwenza matu kwa bunyi to, musomba nukabaka mudi ndemu, na nkukulwa yekundi wambane, mwane tubranama kuli chintuchi mwepele chibi chuli wenza. Memane, mkwachisheku.
And he said, you are, I think you're sincere and a good person, but I said, thank you, sir.
Keyeyene, wewe, indingele mejine ujine meji matoke, mwika la kabidi muntu mwimpe, kadi, memane, tuasak jina mokalenga.
He said, but there's one thing you're doing wrong. I said, I hope the Lord just finds one thing wrong.
Yeyene, kalikuli chintu chimwepele chibi chudi wenza. Memane, ndinte kamene mukalenga, mupete chintu chibi anu chimwepele.
And he said, well, this is what you're doing, it's wrong. Said, you're trying to introduce to the world an apostolic ministry. And said, the apostolic ministry ceased with the apostles.
Keyeyene, kudi chudi wenza chibi chudin chochechi. Yene, uruteta kuleja bapabuloba mudimu wa bwambi uvoa wa bapostolo. Ne, keyene, mudimu wa bwambi wa bapostolo wa kamana kujika ni bapostolo.
I said, as a Baptist, to a Baptist, I'd like to ask you a question. So what?
Memane, meme bu Baptiste, ngakulangana ni Baptiste nanyi, ndimusu kukudike lukongo. Yene, luabishalu.
I said, do you believe the word of God inspired every bit of it? He said, well, certainly.
Memane, uliwita buja ni didi ya nzambi ndi sonsolanyi, katupanika tupakadi. Yeyene, monas, bushu wa menemene.
I said, then he said, don't add one word or take one far. I said, then I'll show you where the apostolic blessing come on the people by a promise of God. Now you show me the promise of God and when it went off the people.
Memane, nankuye wakambane, kanu sakidi di nasha dimwe, kanu mushidi di nasha dimwe, bualu, Nenku meme kwambane, nenku leje diba di akalo di beneshia di apostolo pa bantu kumula yu wanzambi. Pindia weu undeje kumula yu wanzambi, diba di akumuka di pa bantu.
If you can't produce that in a word, then forget about it, see? I said, because it's still going on.
Wamonus, wewe kuyimu wakupa tule chocha chimudi ito, nanku upabwalo abumoyi. Wamonus, memane, bwalu dichidia nu ditungunuke.
Never stand down for a few minutes. And so I said, my man, brother, I'd like to ask you this.
Kakamba kukantu na shaka mweto mundambu watu sunsa. Kepa nanku memane, nanku mwane tu, ndimuso nkukonke bwaluebu.
Peter introduced the apostolic message on the day of Pentecost. And we all know that's true. For he had the keys to the kingdom and Jesus had given to him.
Petelo mwaka bweja mukenji wabapostolo mudituku diampenta. Netutu bonsu tutribama ine nchabushua, bwalu yeyeke uvwa ninsafi, Yabukalenge yakamufa Yesu.
And now watch what he said. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise isn't to you and to your children and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Nenku mona kumpindia uchakambe ye. Wakamba ne, ningalalai muntu ne muntu wakunudi, nubatijibu mudina ya Yesu Kristo, wakulekele dibwa kwa mpekatu yenu, nenku, nenu angate kupa kwa nyuma mwimpe. Bwalu mulai ujibu enu nenu, nibwa bana benu balela, nibwa bonso badikule, mubunyi bonso buwekele mukele nganzambi wetu mwakubi kilabu.
Then if there's a place where he took it out, then what happened to Peter's words on the day of Pentecost? See? No, it's never ceased.
Nenku, koko kwikele kaba kakachumusha ye, nanku chilichenzeka kumei ya Petro jitu kujampenta nchini. Nwa monoanyi, to, mujimu wawu, kautuku mujike to.
Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Mwana wa mukoko munanga, mashieba mushinga mukole, kaja kujimisha kubukole bwa uto. Toni fikela ekelesi mujima mupikula wa nzambi, nechakusu ngidibwa, kayiku mwakwenza mpeka tukabidito.
Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save, when this poor lisping stammering tongue lies silent in the grave.
Fashishe mumusambo musheme, walutu lumene mene, nengi mbukole bwebe busu ngidi, fikela ludimi, ludilukwa tani bialusa, ludilua kalubilubi, lukukuminelu, lukadi lulale, lupuwe mulukita.
God help me to believe that and hold to it, all of us, and stand by it, because it is a gospel truth. Yes, sir.
Zambi ankuachishe kubwa, meme kuitabuja chochachi, nekwikele mukwateku, netuetu bonso, nekuchi manina, bolu chochachi, kebulele bwa evangelio, eye wasumukaleng.
A wise man should never look at these things and know that they won't work. They never have worked.
Muntu walunge nyikene ne chakutangile bintu ebito. Ne binabi mumanyine kabi akwikala ne chenza bito. Kabituku ne chikadi bibienza ne kachato.
An organized religion and an organized experience will never work in the presence of God. It's got to come unadulterated from God.
Ntendele mulongolola, ne jilabule jilongolola. Kabi adi akwikala ku ne chidibi mwakwenza mubikali bwanzambi to. Bikengele chocha chichilwe. Chikezuke chifumile kuli nzambi.
It has never been used by God. No time in the past did God ever use such a system.
Byo bya bi nzambi katuku mwanji kukwata nabi mudimu to. Kacha mumatuku akadi mapite nzambi katuku mwanji kukwata mudimu. Nendongo lwe luka mpanda nasha.
You get members and things like that. But I mean the genuine seed of God, the blessing like fell on the day of Pentecost. It never comes by organization. It comes by birth, being born again.
Mpindye unwenu, ka, nujinu peta bidimba ni bintu bia mushindu au. Karimeme chindi njinga kwamba, ndiminu, dishuwa shuwale di anzambi, dibeneshe di abwene di akapo na mudituku di ampenta di, kadye na kumu wakulua kubulonglo di nansha, didijilua kudile dibwa, kuikala mule dibwa chakabidi.
We're invited to take Israel for an example, which they have been.
Tudibalombi, buwebwa kwangata Israel, buchile jilu.
Notice they have forsaken him. They are provided fountain and have hewed themselves out cisterns.
Tangilai, bakadi bamulekele, mpokolo wabo udibu babape, ne bakadi badumbu ile bine biamai.
Could you imagine a thing when a man is at an artesian well drinking and then wants to make him a cistern? See? To drink out of it.
Nuriku mwakudi fwanyi kijila, chintu kampanda, pari muntu mwikale kumushimi, munkachi mwakunwa, tibi pashishe ujinga kabili kudienzele china, nuamonus, mwakunwa maya muchinachi.
Now that's what the prophet said, that's what the word of God said, that's what God said to the prophet.
Mpindye ukeche mu profeta wamba, keche li didi anzambi diambe, keche wanzambi mwambile mu profeta.
You have forsaken me, and have left me the fountain of living waters, and have hewed yourself out cisterns which are broken, and they're leaking out.
Nukadi bandekele, ne banshiye, mpokolo wa mayi adine moye. Ne nukadi badumbu ile bina, bikadi biele mitantabi, bikale bizololoka mai.
See something, they wanted something they could control, or to show what they had done. That's the folly of organized religion.
Nuamonus chintu kampanda. Vobakeba chintu kampanda chivobobobo mwakwikala bakontonona anyibwa kulejabo chilibobobo benza. Kedi tomboka jantendelelu mulongolola njadi.
It's always trying, they got to have something in it themselves. They got to have all these systems and societies and things, and I belong to this and I.
Utuanu misangu yonso uteta, bikengalaba peta chintu kampanda muntuamu chamubobo, bikengalaba peta ndongolelu, nebi abubionso ebi, nebi kwabubiane, nenku nkari wamu chikampanda mpindieu.
Instead of just being humble children of God, they want something that they could show themselves.
Famutu pa kwikala bwanu bana banzambi pa dikwekesha bobo badi bajinga chintu kampanda bwakumona bomo akudileje.
Instead of letting God do it his way, they want to do it their way. And that's the way the systems has got the church today.
Famutu pa kulekela nzambi kuchenze ye muwenda mushindu bobo baba keba kuchenze mushindu wa bobo. Nenku mushindu auke udi ndongo lwelu mikwa chilekeleshe lelu anda yewu.
Not each system, one wants it this way, one wants it that way. If you're a Methodist, you must be it this way. A Baptist, this way. Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever more, they got their systems.
Kabidi, ndongo lwelu ni ndongo lwelu yonso. Ewu di ukebabikala ewu mushindu. Ewu kebabikala wa umushindu. We umikala Methodist, ujini chakwikala ewu mushindu. Baptist, ewu mushindu. Presbyterian, Catholic, anyi ni nganyi, bajini ndongo lwelu yabo.
Nothing against that. But that ain't what I'm talking about. Man wants his way of doing it, and God's got his way of doing it.
Nchene ni bwalu na ashebu mweto ni biyo biyabi. Kariyaji kinchinji mema ngambato. Muntu uji ukewa mushindu wende yeye wadichenza, ne nzambi ujini wende mushindu wadichenza.
And he said, you are holding to your way, a broken cistern, and won't accept my way, the way of life.
Ne nkuye wakamba ne. Nujibalamate kumushindu wenu nwenu, chine chamayi chele mitanta. Nekanu nebaso kuitaba wanyumushindu, njila wamoyi.
That's the same thing as it is today, it just hasn't very good.
Nenku chintu achin chochi chimwe chijikulelu ewu. Kabitu kubianji kushintu luka na shakakese.
Think how foolish of a man leaving an artesian well, a pure clean water bubbling up, and then he want to go to a broken cistern and he made himself.
Angela imeji bwa muntu umuka ushiye mushimi wa mayi makezuke mikala fukuka. Karimuso kuye kuchina chele mitante chiliye mujumbu ile.
Dig him out of cistern or that trash that's up on top of the barn, washing into it and drink from that. There certainly is something mentally wrong with that person.
Mujumbu ile chine cha mayi. Nebuchafu bonso budibukulu kwa chikumbi buikale bubombo lakela muabu. Karikuna mayi ya mwinamu. Nchabushu wene kudichintu kampanda cha ngelilu wa meji chipampala muke mumutu wa muntu au.
And when a man will cling to an ecclesiastical conception of the scripture instead of accepting the Holy Ghost which vindicates the scripture and makes it real to you, there's something spiritual wrong with that person. That's exactly right. Sure, the Holy Ghost.
Nepadi muntu ushale mukulameku mwenenu wa mifundu wa chena nzambi. Pamutu pa kuita banyuma mwimpe, uri ushindika mufundu, ne kuvujila umulelela, kuri chintu kampanda cha nyuma, chipampala muke mutu wa muntu awu. Achin cha bushua mene mene. Bushua, nyuma mwimpe.
Each one has an interpretation of their Bible, what you think is right. God don't need your help. God don't need your interpretation.
Muntu ne muntu, ujine jumvuja jende yeye ja Bible, chiri wewele meji ne ke cha bushua achi. Zambi kene dijinga ne di kwachisha jakudi wewe nansha. Zambi kene dijinga ne dumvije diebe wewe to.
God's his own interpreter. God does the interpretation the way he says he would do it.
Zambi mudumvije di waye mwine. Zambi uduwenze dumvije mushindu udie. Yeye mushindu udie yeye uambane ni yeye ne adienza au.
The Lord said in the beginning, let there be light. And there was light. That don't need any interpretation. That's what God did.
Mukalenga wakamba kuchibanga jilune bukenke bwikaleku ne bukenke bwakikalaku achika chine chikela jumvuisha to achin chakenza nzambi.
He said a virgin shall conceive. She did. That don't need an interpretation.
Ye wakamba ne songa jvirgo na imite difu wakimita achika chine chikela jumvuisha to.
He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He did. It doesn't need any interpretation. God interprets his own word by vindicating it and manifesting it and proving it.
Ye wakamba nene apongolole nyuma wende pambili pamusunya wonso. Ye wakachenza. Kachana chikanyala jumvuisha to. Zambi udi umvuisha di idienda yeye mwine pakuli shindika, ne pakuli mwenesha, ne pakuli jadika.
That's how a prophet was proven to be of God. He says, if there be one among you, spiritual prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in visions, speak to him through dreams. And what he says comes to pass, and fear him. But if it doesn't, don't do it.
Mushindo auke uvo muprofeta ujadikibo ni ngwaku di nzambi. Yeye wakamba ne, koko kikele wana nkwa umungachi mwenu, mwikele wanyu maanyu muprofeta, mema mukalenga, nenji manyishe kudie, mubikene kumona, nenga kula nende mubilota, nengupa di chidie wamba chikale chenzeka, nanku muchinai. Kari chochi kachi chenzeka to, kanu muchinyinasha.
That's the same thing when God speaks His word, and if a man says the word is this, and it happens that way, then it's God doing it.
Nchintu chimwe chimwachi pa jinzambi wakule didi ende, nengu muntu ambane, didi di chikampanda, nengu dienzeka mushindo awu, nengu nzambi nguri uchenza awu.
But if He says it's this way and the days are gone, why He takes all the, He reaches for a hungry bread in His hand to children and take it away from them starving.
Kari yeye wamba ne, didi mushindo ewu, kari matu kwa wakari mamane kupita, buachinji bigenle bionso, yeye uju olo la chanza, mwikale ni jampa muchanza, olo la bana bikale ni nzala, kari uju umusha kabidi kudibo, kari pa wabikale, boto ka ni nzala.
Why would you want to drink out of a cistern when this artesian well was there?
Buachinji uju mufuwa ina kujinga kuno kuchina padi mushimi mwikaleku.
What is a fountain of life now? What is the fountain of life? Fountain of living waters. An artesian well, we would liken it to.
Mpokolo wa moyi nchinyi pindye wu. Mpokolo wa moyi nchinyi. Mpokolo wa mayi ajine moyi. Mushimi. Muturi tujinga kumufanyikija.
Now, I want you to notice the difference between a cistern and a fountain of living water. Artesian well and an old broken cistern out there full of bugs, lizards, frogs, germs, what more.
Mpindye u, ndi muso ni mwona jishi langa na panke chipa chine cha mai, ni mpukolo wa mai ya jini moi. Mushimi, ni chine cha kale, chele mitanta pambe lupapa, chule tente ni bishishi, misodia ndimba, tuishi ni biku wabu, nomonus.
And here's an artesian well. Now watch this. It's self-supporting. You don't have to get any big systems to bring a lot of money into it. You don't have to join a lot of members. It supports its members. Of the spirit of life in them function.
Nenku kemushimingwewu mpindyewu tangila inu mone bwalwebu udi udi twala wo wonka yawu kabine bikengele bwawebu kupeta ndongole lukampanda ya minene bwa kubweja mu franga ya bunyi nansha kabine bikengele bwawewu kubweja bidimba bya bunyi nansha wo wo ngudi twala bidimba byawu kunyuma wa moyo udi munda mwabu mwikale ukwata mudimo.
Notice the water that comes from it, fresh, pure and clean. Not a cistern. Something stagnated. It's been documented by 40, 50 different minds saying this is right and that's right and this conception. Vote and call on and as they do and then make a denomination out of it.
Tangila inu mwone mayi eriapatukamu. Achashima, makezuke ni matoke. Kenchi inato, chitu cha mayi matengebele chipa yeni mamanya kudimeji abantu bashilishirangani makumi anayi, makumi atanu bambani. Echin chabushua, ne umanenu, ne unku, bele tukanda, ne benze jabantu, ne peribu benze nanku, fashishe, benze di ngumba, ne biobiabi.
It's pure and clean, unadulterated word of God coming from the hand of God. It's a real artesian well.
Jodi ndi kezuke, ne ditoke, di idian zambi, di dikeri isambakaja, di fumine mu chanza chanzambi, ke mushimi mulelela.
Notice, the secret of its power is within itself. Man cannot find it. Some kind of a pressure beneath it that's a making it push up.
Monayi, munso kontu wabukola buawu udimunda muawu mwinamu. Muntu kene mwakupe takuto. Bukola kampanda buachimpompi, mwishu muawamu kebudibu usaka wakubanda.
I remember I was a state game warden of Indiana. I used to go by in Harrison County a certain well, a spring. It was always bubbling up.
Pamba mukubi wanyama ya mwitu wambula matadi bwa Indiana. Mwari chibijilu cha kusemena mu Harrison County, pabuipi ne mushimi kampanda, kasulu, kawemisangu yonso anu kafukuka.
And this, oh, it looked like it was the most happiest thing where the snow was on the ground, ice is froze, how cold it was, it still bubbled.
Ne nkwewu ka, kawakenza anubune koko, kika wachintu, chifachitamba kwikala chadisanka. Na shaneje mwika lupanshi hapu, mabu ya mashika, makuwa teribwe, na shamashika mika lukubishi, kukuka vonu kafukuka.
For the old man-made ponds and tanks with frogs and everything was out there froze over solid.
Pina hafu mpava bijibajiba, ni ntanki, bikula kajibi vabantu badi enzelabi, nendi mbani bintu bikuwa abo, bika lupambe lupapa, bikuwa temabwe biume.
That goes to show that any denomination through a little lack of spirit or a little change of atmosphere will freeze over. But God's artesian well is this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ne kuwaji chichileja ne di ngumba jonswe di. Kurifangi kadikesa chana na janyuma. Ayini dishintulu kadikesa jachuyu ya ne di kwata dibwe. Kadimushimi wa Nzambi. Yeye udi umwe umwe umakelele lelu toni kashidi.
It keeps all the things bubbled out of it, shoved out of it, and there's nothing there to begin with. The man then gets into it to push it out of the way.
Wawau, uri utungane kani dipatula bintu bionso muwawo kudifuku kadi ne mwikale ubisaka kule. Nenku, mwamu, kamwe na kukantu na shaka mweto, tuambeku. Ne chonzo chilichimata mwachi, uri uchimasha nukwaka.
That thing was bubbling up like that, and I sat down there one day, I thought, I believe I'll talk to that spring. Just for a moment.
Chintwa chichivwa chifukwa kumushindu awu. Kime mkwamba musu omele panshin. Mwaba awu ditu kutikuwa abu. Njambile munda ne. Ngele mejine, nenga kule kuni kasulu waka. Katanchi kakese chana ana.
I took off my hat and I said, what are you so happy about? What are you bubbling so about?
Meme kumusha chifulu chanyi kwamba ne. Disanka buu inu nku nja chinyi wewe. Difukuka buu inu nku nja chinyi.
Maybe it's because the deers drink from you once in a while. If he could have spoke, he'd said no. I'd say maybe it's because I drink from you. No, that isn't it.
Pamapa mbualu nyama ya tushe itu ilo kuna mayebe kumusangu ni kumusangu. Bune kafumu wakwakula nungkumkambe ni to. Memani, pamapa mbualu ntundo kuna mayebe. To, king achito.
I said, well, what's making you so pure, so clean, so... What is this bubbling that makes you bubble full of joy all the time and nothing can freeze you over? You're spurting up in the air and there's nothing. Clean water.
Memani, chilichikuvuije mukezuke mutoke zezeze nunkunchinyi. Nunkunchinyi, nchinyi chidi difukuka edi. Chilichikufikisha kudifukuka edi, mula ntentani disanka diba dionso, nikaku ichintu nase chimwe, chili mwa kukufikisha kudi kwa tadibwe. Udianu uso mpoka utufika uye mulu. Nika kuichintu nasa chimwe. Mai matoke zezeze.
If he could have spoke to me, you know what that well would have said? He'd said, Brother Branham, it isn't me a bubbling. It's something behind me bubbling me. And that's the way it is. That's a poor word, but you know what I mean.
Bune mushimi ya uvu mwa kukukwila. Nudiba manye chivwa u mwa kukala mwambe. Uvomo wakuikala mwamba ne, mwane tubraname, ki meme udi ufuku kato, nchintu kampanda panyi mapanyi hapa, chimfikisha kudi fukuka. Nenko, mwishindu au ke udibi, au mwaku mupepele kadi, nudiba manye chinji nshinga kwamba.
That's the way it is with a born again experience. It's a well of water within you bubbling up into everlasting life. See, there's something about it that you have nothing to do with.
Nenko mushindu au ke udibi ne dila bula di adile di bwa di achaka bidi. Kwenye mwaku kanda achito. Mushimi wa mai munda mwebe. Ufukuka ushala moi wa chendelele. Nomonus. Kudi chintu kampanda pa bwalu abu. Chidi chenze ne kim bwalu bwebe wewe to.
The man-made tanks may freeze them, begging for revival and everything, but a man that's under that fountain, living in that fountain, it's day and night.
Ntanki mienza kudibantu ili mwaku kwa tamabwe. Pabubika laba sengele labu wakufete ditabuluja nibiku wabubionso. kadi muntu di mwishi mwa mpokolo awu, mwikale ni moyo mwa mpokolo awu, mwunye ne bufuku.
No, you don't have to wait on local rains and local revivals. You are full of it. I'll give unto him a fountain of life, any bubbling up.
To, kabini bikengele bawe ukushala mwindi ili mvula ya pakaba ne matabuluja pakaba nasha. We ujimule tente ni chochachi. Ne mupe mpokolo wa moyi, munda mwende, mwikale ufukuka.
Something in it that's fresh every day, pure and clean. It's an unadulterated word of God in your heart and mouth, vindicating itself, speaking for itself.
Kure chintu kampanda mucho chachi, chikale ni chashima, dituku jonso, dikezuke, ne itoke zezeze, ndidi anzambi dikezuke, ne kadiidi sambakaja mumoyi webe, ne mukana mwebe to, dikale didishindika dio didine, diakulabwa dio didine.
I don't care where it's raining, where it's snowing, what kind of weather it is, you're still happy because the Holy Spirit is in there bubbling up. It's a hidden power.
Nansha mvule mimate, nansha neje mumate, nansha kulu kwikele kwa bishi, we ujano ne disanka, bwalu nyuma mwimpe, ujimundamu, mwikele ufukuka. Mbukole busoko me.
Notice, all its secrets is in it. It gives of itself freely to whomsoever will drink and use of its substance.
Tangila yi, ka munso kontu wawu, udimunda mwawu. Budibudi fila, chana na kudiewi yonso, udimuso kunwa, ne mwikale kwa tamudimu, ne bushu wabuabu.
Now you don't pick out seven, I'm just have to go to the Methodist church because I'm a Methodist for a revival.
Mpindye ukwene usungula wambane, mpindye u, bigangela, anumema muyimu, ekelesi waba Methodist, bwalundi Methodist, bwalita buluja.
I'll have to go over here, but if I have to go to a Pentecostal, because I'm a Pentecostal revivalist.
Nebi kengela numema muyemu, kadi bu, bidibi kengela bua mema kuya, mu benampenta, bualu ndi mwena, dita buluja dia benampenta.
I'm telling you, when you got that well of water springing up that fountain when you're drinking over there, there's no difference you give to anything that comes by.
Nyawu nkwambila, pa udi upeta mushimi wa mai, udi utupika uyemu luawu, mpoko luawu, pa udi unu inaku, kakwene disi langana nansha. We udi upa, kuri chonso chilichiluachi.
You're willing to give a hope of life to a Catholic, to a Protestant, to a Jew, to a atheist, or whatever it is. You're really, really got something in you this doing.
Udi umvu anumu wakufile ditekemena jamoye kuri mwena katolika, kuri mwena mishoni, kuri mwena yuda, kuri muntu udi kayu itabadikala kuri anzambi, anyi kuri ninga nyonso, nchabushua. Nchabushua newewe udi mupeta chintu kampanda munda mwebamu, chili chenza na mkwa wachi.
You notice another thing about it. You don't have to pump it. You don't have to pull it. You pump it up.
Monai chintu chukwa abu pabualu abu. Kabini bikengele bua wewa kupa chishani mpompito. Kabini bikengele bua wewa kuko kato.
I've seen so much of that it makes me sick. Pumping up something. Playing a bunch of music and jumping up and down.
Nkari mumone mone bia bunyi bia nankwawu mumushindua bingende sini kumoi. Kupa chishani mpompi chintu kampanda kuimbe mijiki bunyi chanana ne kutupika kujele mulu kutitutafanshi.
Or a great bunch of literature out in the town, a great big signs, the man of the hour. There's only one man of the hour, that's Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Anyi mifundu bunyi chana na milamika, lwa muchimenga mwamwa, nebimanyinu vina nane nalene, muntu wa chikondo. Kuri muntu wa chikondo anumwepele, Yesu Kristo. Ye udi umwe au makelelele lutoni kashidi.
One messenger from God, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Kuri musangela wakudi nzambia numwefele, Yesu Kristo, eye wasumukaleng.
You don't have to pump this up or pull it down or nothing. You don't have to join it. You just take it freely. Amen.
Kabine bikengele kuchipachini mpompi chochechi, anyi kuko kabwa kuchipwekeshe to, anyi to, kabine bikengele bwa wewe kuchilamika kunasha. Ujanu uchangata chanana. Amen.
I am the fountain of living water. You left me to go and make yourself some tanks.
Meme ndi mpokolo wa mai ya jini moyi. Nundekele meme wakuya kujenzele ntanki.
Now you don't have to pump it, pull it, join it, dig it, nothing else. You just have to take of it freely.
Mpindi yeo, kabini bikangela boyu kuchipachini mpompito. kuchi pacheni mpompi, kuchi koka, kuchi lamika ku, kuchi umbula, chintu chukwa abonanshe chimwe tol. Bikengelanu wangata kucho chachi chanana.
You don't need any man-made theology for a strainer egg either to tell you what goes in, what does not.
Kabiyele bikuke ngele malu anzambi ya mutu lasa meza kulibantubwa kasengulu kampanda kamuku swachila ambato. Nansha bwa kukwambile chili chipitakana muamu wamu chikari chua chachi chenze nansha chimwe.
Some man-made theology, some educational system, self-righteous religion in your... In the, this, some cistern of religious system. You don't need it. It don't have to be there.
Malu kampanda Zambia mutulasa menza kuri bantu andongolwe lukampanda watulasa ntendele luwa bwaka na budi enzele mwechi mwechi anye china cha mai kampanda cha andongolwe luwa ntendele lu kabiyane bikukengela chito kabiyane bikengela mene chikale kuto.
You put a rag on that foot from up in the air. It don't have nothing to do with it. It's self-supporting. It's the power of God springing up into life.
Pauli uteke muku suwachilamba pacho chachi. Chilichi wimansha mulu mulu fefele. Mema nchena na chibuwa luto. Chilichi rituala chochi nkayachi. Mbukole buanzambi buikale butufika buya mulu bushala moi.
Why would a man leave a thing like that to join into a system is more than what I could say. Don't need any string of rags. Don't need it.
Mbwa chini budi muntu mufwa ine kushie chintu bucho chachi. Bwa kuye kujila mika kundongo lulu kampanda. Mbipite ni chinji meme mufwa ine kwamba. Meme nchene dijinga ni kasengulu kamu kusuwa chila mbato. Cho chachi kachene chikangela to.
It does not need to be the, does not need to depend on local rains for its filling. It's full all the time. Amen.
Kachene chikengele kwikala chisuikibwe kumvula ya pakava wakula chito. Chochi nchula tente diba jonsu edi. Amen.
Amen. I guess I'm just down in the dumps today, oh my.
Muntu, ntungufa bambane. Ndi mumva maluman tondele lueu. Ekele, kele, kele.
Oh, I'm glad to be living in the presence of God. Whether things are going right or not right, He's my life. Amen. He's our life. He's the life, the abundant life. Yes, sir.
Ka, mema ndini disanka ya kwikala ni moyi mubwika di bwanzambi. Nasha malu enda bimp, nasha enda bibi. Yeke wanyi moyi. Amen. Yeke wetu moyi. Yeye wudi moyi. Moyi. Mwinya mwinyale. Eye wasmukaleng.
Yes, and look what it does for us. It's a power and purity is within itself. It needs no priming from the cistern or any other system.
Nenku tangila inu mone chidi cho chachi chenza buwetu tuetu. Bukole ni bukezu kebuachi bidimunda muachamu. Kabini bikengele diela kampanda jamai difumine kuchina chamai anyi kudindongo lelumu kwabo kana yonswe unasha.
Somebody say, well, what's your fellowship card? Let's see if you're a good Baptist. I'll see if you got a card.
Muntu kampanda uri wambane. Karta keba kabu mamba la kadifeny. Tumone bine uri Baptiste mwimpe. Nemone ne utuni karta.
A good Pentecostal. If you're oneness, twoness, threeness, or whatever more. See, it doesn't need any priming. It's always a going. Yeah.
Anyi, mwene mpenta mwimpe. Aine udi uniter. Biniter, Triniter, anyi, nenchi nchikwabo. Nomonus, kachene chikengele diela kampanda jamai nansha. Chochi chidia nuchenda chia. Eyo.
You know, I used to have this old cistern. I had to pour water down there and prime this old sucker pump to get it out of there.
Ndiba manye, mvone chibijiri cha kwikalene chine cha mai cha kalechi. Bihubi kengelengi kalengela mmai, kadi kwela mai, ni mpompi wakalewa, diko kanende u.
You know, pour some more water in it, just pour a bunch of bugs and things in to pump out bugs and things. That's just about the way some of these systematic revivals is.
Nuriba manye, kupongolwela mu mayi makwabo, kuriano, kupongolwela mu bishish ne bintu bikwabo bunyi chanana. Kuko kani mpompi bishish ne bikwabo bintu. Mbiso kwenza nubumushindu, uri amwa kumata buluja andongolwelwe yi.
But thank God, there is a fountain filled with where sinners plunge beneath the flood. You don't make church members, you make Christians out of them when they come to that fountain.
Kadi twasa kijile kudi nzambi, kudi mpokolo mula tenta ni mashi. Mudibange nzampeka tupadie na mwishi, mwankwaka. Kwene uba vwija bidimba bia ekelesi eto, uriba vwija bena kilisto, padiboba loku mpokolo wa uwapu.
Why would you leave the fountain of living waters to drink at such a cesspool as that?
Mbwachini bunu di mwakushia, mpokolo wa maya jini moi.
No pumping up. This power is within itself. It needs no priming. Yes, sir. For itself, its own life is in itself.
Kabibi ya idipachisha ni mpompito. Bukola buende budimunda muende yeye mwine. Kene dijinge ni diela maito. Eye wa sumkaleng. Bwali yeye mwine, moyu wende yeye mwine udimunda muendamu.
That's why the seed of God is in a man's heart. The life of God is in the individual, not in the church, in you. It's in you. You're the one that has the germ of life in you.
Mushindo aoke udi diminu di anzambi di kale mumoyu wa muntu. Moyu wa anzambi udi munda mu wa muntu nkaya. Kimu ekelesi eto. Munda muwebe wewe. Udi munda muwebe. Wewe ke udi ne mutoloku wa moyu munda muwebe.
Just one taste of it is convincing to all kinds of clergymen. Ask the Catholic priest, ask the Baptist, whatever it is.
Anudilabule di mwefele chana na jacho chachi, dididi tuisha balombo di ba ekelesi ya ba mishindu yonso. Konka sacerdos wa katolika, konka batista, ningan yonso.
Just one taste of this great fresh artesian water, I'm telling you, it's convincing that it's the truth.
Anujila bule di mwepele di amai, achashima, amushimi, ndino ambile ne ulimunkachi mwakutu ishia bantu ne mbulele la.
Your hungry soul, anyhow, it's convincing to the thirster, anyhow. Now, if you're not thirsting, this little Baptist, he wasn't thirsting to begin with. But when he got thirsty, the water tasted awful good.
Musu kawebe udini nzala u, nanshabishi, tirichi tuisha mwena nyota, nanshabishi. Pindye upo wikala kuhini nyota to, Batista mutegeteo, kavone nyota to, tombegu tombegu. Karipa akapete nyota, maya kalo ni mwenye wadikema.
That's right, but you've got the thirst, the blessed thirst that Jesus called out. Blessed are you when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, or you shall be filled.
Nchabushua, karibi kengela wikala ni nyota, nyota mibenesha yi. Bumaka yinyika Yesu. Nudi babe ni shibwe panu jini nzala ni nyota ya bwaka ne. Bwalu ne nujibwe.
Amen. Jesus said that prayer. Yes, sir. It's a blessed fountain to the thirsty.
Amen. Nenku Yesu kudimwamba na nkwa wawu. We mulunda wanyi. Eye wa smukalenga. Chocha achi mpokolo mubenesha bwa mwene nyota.
Why should any want to swap it for a swamp?
Mwachinyi budimuntu mwakuchi shintakaja kuchisense.
How would you like to swap an artesian well for a swamp water full of bugs and contaminations of all kinds of man-made theories which God said that adding one to his word or taking one of his words away, his part would be taken off of the book of life.
Munye muri mufwaine kushintakaja mushimi kumaya muchisense. Mula tente ni bishishi, mikala kabiri matapile tuishi, tomalonge shima kwa takaja amishindu yonso. Pari nzambi mwamba ne, kusa kidila kantu kamwepele kudidi ende, anyu kumushila jimwedi ya kumei ende, chitupachende, ne chumushibwe kumukanda wa moi.
And when God promised that he would vindicate this word in every generation, for the promises to you and your children, to them, for as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Nifakala ya nzambi ne yeye ne ashindike di yedi, mulukongo ne mulukongo lonso, Walumulai udi bwenu nwenu ne bwabana benu balela ne bwabonso badikule mubunyi bonso bwikele mukalenga nzambi wetu makubi kilabu.
Why would you pump on some systematic pump that's been contaminated for years from some old manna?
Mbwachinyi buru wewe mufwaine kukoka mayi ne mpompi wandongolelu kampanda uri mutapile tuishi kukadi bidimu twina atutwa mu manna kampanda akale.
Maybe the manna was all right. Nothing against it in the days of Martin Luther, in the days of this, in the days of that, and the other reformers. Nothing about it. But that's manna that fell a long time ago.
Pamuapa mana au avanu mimpe katone tu abenga to amatu kwa Martin Luther, amatu kwa chikan panda, ne amatu kwa chikan sanga, ne bako balongolo di katone tu abenga to Kariya usu manna akamata kukadi ntanta mule.
If we notice in the Bible, they had to pick it up every day. They had to get new.
Tuitu patangile mu Bible, bifo bikengele bi kala ba ngula kudituku ne kudituku. Bifo bikengele ikala mapia mapia.
After it got a little old, it rotted. It cannot rot without breaking down. It has to have bacteria in it or something to make it rot. We know that so.
Pavawa shala kalendambu, avwa bola. Kena mokubola kai manyangu keto. Bikengele ikala matafile tuishi munda mu awamu. Anyi chintu kampanda chidi mu akwa bolesha.
And so is the system. After it lays out from one great revival to another, it gets contaminated. It gets full of bugs, and like a sister full of wiggle tails, as we used to call it. Little old bugs that wiggle in
there. Kemu di kabiri ndongo lwelo ayi. Fanyu apa mumana kulala, mwaba ukumukile kudita buluja tone kudikwabo. Nenku mana kutapile tuishi, nekula ntente nebishishi, nebumu di china chamayi chula ntente nemisanda, Mutu vone chibijilu cha kui bikila, bishi shibikese biya kale bivwa binyonda muntu amu.
And that's what's the matter. So many people's experience today, they're just full of wiggle tails. Wiggling from one to one, one to the other, telling tales that ain't got no truth in it at all.
Nenku ke chibijilu tatu ne jila bula di abantu babuni le luewu. Mbule nutente ni misanda. Mikale idinyonda yumuka kuriewu. Iye kuri wawa, yumuka kuri ewu, iye kuri mukwabo. Beli langana mianu, irikai nebulele na shabu wakana munda muayi.
That's right, wiggling out of one into another. I was a Methodist, I joined a Baptist, I was a Catholic, I went to be this, I went to be that. It's just wiggle tails. Oh, forget the whole thing and come to the fountain. Hey, man, the artesian well, the ever-living presence of Christ.
Nchabushua, ili nyonda ipatuka munda muaehu, ibwele munda mamu kwabo, umvo metodiste, ngasha adi batiste, umvo mwena katolike, ngayi ngasha adi chikampanda, ngayi ngasha adi chikansanga, bijanu misandayi, kaa, pwa kumoi chintaka nyichonsu achi, nenkulo kumpokolo, amen, kumushimi, kubwika libwa kilisto, bujini moye kashidi.
I believe him to be the inexhaustible fountain of life. More you get from him, the fresher it gets, and the colder it gets, and the better it gets, and the sweeter it tastes.
Mema ndingi itabuji ni yeye kempukolo wa moyo uduka ukamato. Pa udi wenda upeta abu nyukudie, pa watamba kulwa ne chashima, atamba kulwa matalale, ne atamba kulwa mimpe, ne atamba kulwa ni mwenye.
I've been serving you now for 33 years, and it's each day grows still sweeter than it was the day before. You would never thirst if we drank in this water. Notice how great it is.
Meme ndimu kwa chile mudimu kukadi bidi mokumi asatu nibisa tumpindi ewu. Kariditu kudionso, dididi enda di shalanu di shema, kupite dituku dididi di anjile. Kachan chituku, yeye muambane, Kano ajwa kuikala kuni nyota to butu etu mwa kuno maya. Tangela yinu mwone mwene budiwu.
Oh, Israel did as many do the day. They left the fountain of living waters to go dig themselves cisterns.
Ka izelele wakenza mudi babuni benza lelewu. Mbashi mpukolo wa maya jini moyi wakuya kadi umbuile bine.
Now, speaking of grace just for a moment, what the grace of God.
Mpindi ewu. Tuakula ikakese chana na buangasa, chidingasa wanzambi.
We got laws and bylaws. And if you don't measure up to this standard, I got a religious measuring stick. If you don't measure just up to that, you can't come in and so forth.
Tukadiba pete mikenji ne, tukenji kenji ne, nenkuewo kuyimufike, fachipiri, chikumba nanganene, chipimwechi, memanji nidibaya, dia kupimanadi, dia chena ntendelelu, wewo kuyufika mene mene pa, chipiri achito,
But God saves us by grace, not by a measuring stick thing.
Karinzambi wuditu sungila kungasa, kin kudibaya dia kufimanadi to, no monwanyi.
But God, speaking of grace, now just how this happened to take place, drinking from him, from this measuring stick.
Karinzambi wakulabu angasa mpindyewu, mushindu mene mene wakafika bualwebu kudienzeka,
Now, murmuring Israel. Watch, he said, and I will visit you again. Notice in the scripture, notice he's going to try them to visit them again.
Minunganyi, Israel wa minunganyi, tangila yi, iwa kambane, nengunendo kunu samba chakabidi, tangila yi numone mumufundwe u, tangila yi, yene abatete, kuba samba chakabidi.
Murmuring Israel at the Red Sea was invited to follow him through the stagnated Egyptians' water to be a free people.
Israel wa minunganyi, kumbu mukunze, bakabikidi bwa kumulonda bikalaba pichila mumai matengebele a Egyptu wa kwikala bochi samba tidishikamine.
Naphtali was a slave. They was invited to come over to be a free people with him. Come out through the Dead Sea. The Red Sea, come out through that to go into a wilderness to bring a separation between them and the impersonators, trying to impersonate it without circumcision.
Bavaba pika, bakabiki dibwa bwakula kwikala bochi sambati dishikamine, bikala nenda yeye, kupatuka bapichila mbu mufwe, mbu mokunza yeye auswe, kupatuka bikale bapichila mu. Bokubwele muchifela, bokwenza jitapuluka panka chipabo bobo, ni batentu di bava bateta kuchitentu labu, kama jibatengu lato.
Oh, that's what caused the trouble. Every one of them perished right in the sea. Pharaoh and his army.
Ka, kecha katwa luta tuachi, muntu ne muntu wakudibo wakafa no muchife, anya no mumbu amu, palo ni chilulu chende.
They've seen human beings walking by supernatural power. So they come back around and tried to impersonate that without being included in the blessing. Amen. And when they did, they perished. It's carnal comparison.
Bobo bakamona bantu betu bamachini meswaba benda kubukona butamba fukilu. Panankuke bobo kulonda munyima ekutete bakutentula chochachi. Kabaine bafaba bweji bamudi beneshadito. Nankupa kenza bunanku bakafwa.
A man that tries to do that, try to impersonate something, then he is making a carnal comparison of a real Christian.
Muntu di uteta kwenza nankwawu, uteta kutentula chintu kampanda, hapu di munkachi mwa kwenza di difuanyikija, dia mumusunya, ne mwene kilisto mulelela.
My Indian brother there knows that come up around Bombay and you see the people there, the Hindus and so forth, laying on spikes and upon walking on glass and walking in fire to show what they can do and things like.
Mwane tuwanyu wabaye ndi wawanaka muchimanye. Lwa imu Bombay imomwa nenu mwane bantu ba Hindu ni bakwabo. Balala pa misongolu, bendele pa bilangilangi, ne bendele mumudilu. Bwakuleja buchidibuni bukwale bwakwenza, ne bintibia nanku.
That's carnal impersonations of some man back in the jungle there is doing that to sacrifice for his God.
Achindi tentule ja mumusunya ja muntu kampanda wa mubisuku mwamwa wenza cho chachi bwakudi kengeshe bwakanzambi kende.
We find that amongst all religious life, carnal impersonations, somebody trying to be like the other.
Tulitusangana cho chachi munka chimansombelu yonso wantendelelu ditentule ja mumusunya muntu utete kwikela mudimu kwabo.
There's only one example you're to be like. That's like Jesus Christ, who was the Word. And then when the Word of God comes to you, it'll be the same way.
Kudichile jilua ni chumwepele chuji ni cha kufanangana nachi, nkufanangana ni Yesu Kristo. Yeye uvwa diyi. Nengufashishepa di diyi di anzambi jilua kudi, nebikale mushindu mwe umwawu.
But God led them right on to the promised land anyhow.
Kadi nzambi wakabalo mbola buludi to, nembubula mbula ya, nashananku.
They found also every tank, when they started through the wilderness in their journey, now after they had separated, they found out that every tank was dry to them.
Bakafeta kabiri ntanki yonso, bakabanga boku ya bapichile muchipele mulwendulu abualu mpindyewu, banyima pa bamana kutafuluke, kebubo kujandule ntanki, uvanu mume babubobo.
And you'll find the same thing, brother, when you start this journey to the promised land. You'll find doors closed.
Nenkune usanga ne chintu chimwe chimwa chimwane tu, pa uri wasalwendo elu mutangile kubula bobula ya, ne usanga ne bibi bikanga.
Like that little preacher said, an Anglican or whatever he was, and the first thing you know, his church turned him out. Since as soon as he had so many received the Holy Ghost, that was the end of it.
Bumambi boku di muyishi mutekete wa waba Anglican, aine ngwa fenyi nenku, chintu cha kumpale chijine, ekelesi ya wende, wa muifachi, nuamonu. Pachivwa ya nu, ufikisha bantu, bungi bu ku dipeta dia nyuma mwimpe kende kelu abolu nyawo.
And Israel found the same thing as examples in their journey to the promised land. The tanks were all dry.
Nenku twetu, nenku Israel kusangana chintu chochi chimo chimwachi bu bilejilu mulwendu lwabo batangile kubula babulaya ntanki va myuman nchon.
Yeah, their journey in obedience to his promised word, their journey in the tanks they found dry.
Eyo, lwendu lwabo muditumikila jadi yende dilaya lwendu lwabo muntanki ayi kumusangana bomume.
Now, they found the tanks could not be depended on for the journey.
Kusangana bontanki, tanki ayi kayi ya kweyemene to bo lwendu lwabo.
And if you're going to journey in obedience to the God, word of God and try to join this and join that, you're going to find out there ain't a tank in the world that will support it.
Amen.
Not at all.
Nekwe uye mulwendu mwikale muditumikila diadidi ya Nzambi, kari utete bwa kujila mika kuchikampanda, ne kujila mika kuchikansanga, ne ujandule neka kwena ntanki, pabulo bebu, watu ala cho chachito, na nshaka kese.
You are an individual. God leads you just the way he wants to lead you. Then we have found the same thing today, and all tanks are dried up.
We uri muntu nkaya. Zambi uri ukulombola numumushindu uri yeye muswe kukulombolau. Pashishe, tuliba pete chintu chimwe chimwe achilelewu. Nentanki yonso ikadimi kamisha.
But the promises are always true to God who will keep his promise to his people. He promised to supply all they had need of, so he did that.
Kadimulayi, itumisangu yonso anumilelela. Panzambi yeye, wikala mwakushala mkwate kumulayi wende, mupabantu bende. Ye wakala ye wakuba pabionso bivabunabili jinga, nengkuye okwenza nanku.
In the midst of the empty, dry tanks, just think of it, and complaining Israel in the desert in their journey,
munka chimwantanki ya munda mutupu ayi nyume angela imeji kubwalu abu. Ne Israel munka chimwa kujilala kena muchifele mulwendu lwabwalu.
He called his servant leader, the prophet Moses, out to one side and opened up a fountain of living water by a smitten rock, so his believing children would not perish.
Yeye kubikile musadidi wende uva mulombo diawu, mu profeta Mose, kulusek. Kukangula mpokolo wa maya jini moi. Kulubwebwe lwa katuchibwa, wabane bende bavabita buje kabafuto.
In this day, that speaks of grace to me. We are undeserving. The way that we've done, the way that we've lived, we're undeserving.
Mwedidi tuku, achi chilichamba buangasa, buanyimema. Tetuka tuene baka nyineto. Mushindu tulitue tuaba benza. Mushindu tualeji wetu nsombelu. Katuene baka nyineto.
But God, in this day, like right here this morning, look, the Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic and all, he has opened up a fountain.
Kadinzambi, mwedi dituku. Anumudibimpindia umena mudindemu, tangilai. Bwa Methodiste, Baptiste, Presbyterien, mwena Katolika ni bonso. Yeye ukali mumane kukangula mpokolo.
Hebrews 13 proves this, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ebel wajukumini mwisatu, mwini ujadika choche chine. Yeye uji umwe umwe au makelele lelu toni kashidi.
So, it makes true John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Pana ankudi, uri uvija yone isatu. Dikumini isambo mbune, mulelela. Walu Nzambi wakatamba kunangaba pabuloba mumushindu wane. Ye wakafila mwane ndamuwe pele mulela. Bwa ewe yonso wa mwitabuja kafuto karikale ni moyo wakashidi.
And it was lifted up for a compound reason because the people were murmuring and sinning and they were snake bitten and they were dying and for their forgiveness of their sins and the healing of their sickness.
Na nkucho chachi chakabandishibwa bwa tubingile tubidi. Walubantu, bavaba nungana, nibenza mpekatu, nibavaba sumibo kudinyoka, nienkubika lebafua. Nibuadifu idibwa diabo, dialuse kumpekatu yabo, nijondo piba diamasama abo.
And that's the same fountain that's open to us today for our salvation and for our healing, physical healing. For he's the same yesterday, today, forever.
nenkumpokolo umwe mwawu ngudi mukangu la bwetu twetu lelwewu bodisungi di bwadietu ne jondo pi bwadietu jondo pi bwa jamubidi walu yeye udi umwe mwawu makelele lelu toni kashidi.
And when the rock that was smitten by the promised word of God had commanded, it was given forth gushers of pure clean water, not stagnated, not contaminated, but God's own presence, pure water, and saved all the drink.
Nkulubwebwe lwakatu chibo kudidila ya dia Zambia lu fakatu maludiyi luvolupa tulabine bivwa bitunkumuka ne mayi makezuke ne matoke zezeze kai amatengebele anyi amatapile tuishito karibu Zambia ye mwine mayi makezuke ne avwa sungile euyonso vunwa.
Now we know that's true because we read it in the Old Testament as a type.
Mpindi ya utribama ine achi nchabushua, bwalu nchitri tubala mudifungile jikulukulu, buchifanya kijilu.
Now, you did not have to pull it, pump it, join it, go into the seminary to learn how to use it.
Mpindi ya u, kabifa bikengele buwa wewe kuchikoka, kupachisha mumai ni mpompi, kujila mikaku, kubwele mu seminary buwa kuyila, mwa kukwatana achimuji muto.
They'll tell you how to use it there, see. Oh, well, if you have received the Holy Spirit, we believe that. But so you do it this way.
Muntu amune ba kuambile mushindo kwa tena chimudimu wa monus. Ka, wewe, huwi kana mupeta nyuma muimpe. Tulituita buja nanku, kalipana nanku enza chochachi mushindo ewu.
But you see, there's no control of it. You don't use the Holy Spirit uses you, see. You're not to use the Holy Spirit got you.
Kari udi umona, kakwene di kontono na di acho cha chito. Wewa ki ngudi ukwata mudimu ni nyuma muimpe to. Nyuma muimpe ngudi ukwata neba mudimu. Wamonus. Wamonus. Kabine bikengela ba wewe kukwata mudimu ni nyuma muimpe to. Nyuma muimpe ngudi mukukwata wewe.
A gift is not something you take like a knife and sharpen a pencil with it. It's yielding yourself to God and getting yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can use you.
Dipa kinchintu churi wangata bumudikele usonga naku kreyon to. Nkudile kelele wewe mwine kudinzambi. Nenkudi umusha wewe mwine munjila. Buwa nyuma mwimpo amona mwaku kwa teneba mudimu.
Notice, they never had to pump it or pull it or they never had to ask now, how do we use this water? Because they know how to use it, they were thirsty. They know what to do with it.
Tangila inu mone. Kavyo bikengela kubwa bobu kukupachisha mumai ni mpompi ni kuwa kukato. Anyi kavyo bikengela kubwa bobu kukonka ni mpindye umaya ngatwe tukukua tena umudimu bishisi. Walu bobo vipapamanya mushindu wa kukua tena umudimu. Bobo sifafani nyota. Vipapamanya chilicha kwenza nao.
And so is a man or a woman. What, regardless of what creed or denomination he belongs to.
Nenguke mudimulume anyi mukaji nenchinyi. Na shei mwikale mwene tutabai kai, anyi wamudi ngumba kai.
If he's thirsting for God, he don't have to run back to seminary like this Anglican brother did, or British brother last night, have to go back and consult how to the Anglican church, how I must use this great gift he's got speaking in tongues, and how I must do this, they kick him out to begin with. See?
Yeri nyota ya Nzambi, kabine bikengele bwa alukile chanyima, anyemene ku seminary to, mudi mwane tuwa ba Anglikan ye umwenze, anyi mwane tuwa ba Britannike u, makelele dilolo, bikengela aluki ila akakonke mushindu kai kwe kelesi ya wa ba Anglikan, mushindu udiene cha kukwa atamudi mune jipe edijine ne didi mufeta, diakule jamumi akulu, ne mushindu udiene cha kwenze chikampanda. Pafuma kumwele pambelu bende ba muto miseba, tuambeku tuambeku, nwamo nwanyi.
He was thirsty, so God just filled him. That's all there is to it, it's thirsting and then he just filled.
Yeye uvoni nyota. Kenza mipenda kumuja. Ke chonsu chidikuachi. Chijine bolu nkwikale ni nyota. Pasha yeye pende uja nupatupu.
You don't have to have any control. Somebody tell you what to do with it. God leads each individual in the way he wants you to do.
Kabi ene biku kengela kwikale ni dikontono na kampanda nasha. Muntu kampanda ukwambile chidikengela kwenza nachi. Zambi ujulombola muntu ne muntu nkaya. Mumushindu yeye musa wakuewa kwenza.
You are an individual yourself. You are a part of God. Nobody can take your place.
Uri muntu nkaya we umwina. Uri chitupa cha Nzambi. Muntu na shuma kene mwakuangata kaba keba nansha.
And there's no way I have to go to somebody and say, now I have to do this with it or I have to do that with it. No, sir. God uses it the way that He wants to. When you're thirsty, you know enough to drink.
Neka kwenye mushindu wa kukeba bwa uye kudi muntu kampanda, ne kwamba pindi ya une, bidibi kengele bwa meme kwenze na chichi kampanda, aini bidibi kengele bwa meme kwenze na chichi kansanga, to mkaleng. Zambi uduwenze na chumudimu mumushindu, udiye muso kwenze na chau. Wewe nenyota, urumama ine bidibi kengele kunwa.
And if you're thirsty this morning, drink from it. That's all you have to do.
Nifuyukele ninyota mudi ndemu, nwa kukucho chachi, ke chonsu chichikengele wewa kwenza.
God had provided a way for their thirst. The thirsty children to partake freely of Himself.
Zambi wakalongole mushindu, wakumana nyota yabo. Bana bafone nyota, wakumu wabanyanga nabu yeye mwene chanana.
And God's provided a way for every man and woman this morning who's hungering and thirst.
Ne nkunzambi mulongole mushindu, wamulume yonso ni mukaji yonso mudi ndemu, ujine nzala ni nyota.
Perhaps there's people sitting here who've never been saved. There's people sitting here who's on the verge of being saved.
Pamwapa kudibantu basomba kabaka, kaba yuku banji kusungidibu kachato. Kudibantu basomba kabaka, bika laba wipine kusungidibobo.
These people here sitting here as church members. You want to do right. But you're drinking from a tank. They'll never tell you these truths.
Kudibantu kabaka, basombe kabaka, bu bidimba bia ekelesia. We udimuso kwenze chirichimpe, karimuika leuno mai ya muntanki. Bobo kabajaku kwambila kumalele ato.
The only thing to come is take the promise of God and come to that fountain. Then He'll quench the thirst. He that drinks from this fountain shall never thirst again.
Chintu chimwepele mbwakulwa. Kwanga tamula yuanzambi karikulo kumpokolwawo. Fashe yeye ne amana nyotai. E ujuno kumpokolwewu kajakwikala kune nyota kabidito.
Notice now how He liberated his ones who receive this water by grace. And not by a system or cistern of education. He vindicates His word. Is a life-giving resource.
Tangila inu mwana mushindu. Mushindu wakafile ye budishika minyiku di bende. Bende baka kijile maya kungasa. Kedika kuyi kundongolulu kampandanyi kuchine cha mayi cha mutu lasa to. Yeye ngudi ushindi kadi idende. Ke udi mushimi, udi ufila moyi.
How many in here knows that you receive life when you've taken that word in His water? Just you know that you receive life.
Mbanga nyumunemwe mubadibamanye ne nwakapeta moyi musangu unwakanga tadi yadi ne mayende. Chibibika labamanya nune nwakapeta moyi.
Let's take just another example or two, and then I'm going to close just in a moment. I must have that button somewhere, but notice, I just keep talking, but I don't mean to do it.
Tuangatayi. Chilejilu chukwa chanana, anyi bibidi, nengupa sheshe, nengi manike, anumukatanti kakesemo, njini chakwikale nilubo talu mwabakampanda. Kadi tangilai, nye undia numu tungunike ni jakula, kadi chene nchenze kubukole to.
Look, let's take for an example just a couple people. Let's take the woman at Jacob's sister, a dug well.
Tangilai, tuangata chilejilu chimwepele, bantu bibidi chanana, tuangata yi mukaji waku china cha mai cha Yakobo, china chumbula.
There she was sitting there. That's all the woman knows. Was this sister and where she come to get water.
Ke yeye wo musomba mwaba wo wa. Ke chonsu chi mukaji wa umemanye fende. China cha mai kuwa ye ulo kusuna mai yaku.
And over against the well, she found in the little panoramic there, a man sitting there, a Jew. And she was a Samaritan. It's the city of Sychar.
Ne kukuchina achi ke yeye kusanga na mchifanjikishilu chikese mwaba mwinau. Muntu musombe mweye meneku mwena Yuda. Evo mwena Samalea. Nchimenga kampanda cha musikar.
And we find out that this man, this Jew, spoke an unusual word to this woman. Said, bring me a drink.
Nekunye utujandule ne muntu mwine u mwena Yude u wakambile muka Jeudi ya pabu adine. Ntojile maya kunwa.
She said, now we have segregation. It's not right for you to ask me a question like that. You being a Jew and me a Samaritan.
Au mpindye une. Tutune disungulu jangana, ki mbikumba neba wewe u kungele lukonkulu wa mshundu auto, wewe bu mwene Yuda, ni mema mwene Samalea.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And I'd give you waters that you don't have to come to this cistern to drink it. Be a well of water, sputtering up in it.
Yeye ne, Kribuwe wana shimumanya mwine wudi wakulangana nende wu. Wewe sungufamu wakukundo mba meme mai ya kunwa. Nenkundi mkupe mai mushindu wakui ulo kuchine echi wakunwa kuto. Chikala chine cha mai alifukuka munda mwebe.
Notice, when she found that this proved to be the truth. Now first any man could have said that. But she said, you say worship in the Jerusalem and we worship this mountain.
Tangilai numone pakasangana ine bwalwebu bubuja dikibone mbulelela mpindiewu chakumpala muntu wetu yonswewu uvanu mwa kwikala mwamba na nkwao kadiye wakambane nwenu njinwamba bwakakukwila mu Yerusalema kadi twetu petu sinyau tututukukwila mu mukunewu.
He said salvation is of the Jews, we know what we believe, but said, let me tell you one thing in words like this.
Yeyene disungidi bwadi didifumina kudibena Yuda. Twe tutulibama nyichitu di Twitter buja. Kadi ne leka mema nkuambila bwalu mwefele. Mume ya abune nkweune.
Neither in this mountain or at Jerusalem. For time's coming when the man shall worship God in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such.
Kabiene ni mkumukunewu ni mu Yerusalema to. Chikondo chulwalwa chikadi bantu mwakukukwila Nzambi munyume ni mbulelela. Bwalu banankwa ukeba di tatu ukeba.
He said, go get your husband and come here. Watch, here it proved it. Here show what fountain she was at.
Yeyene, nda kanga tabaye bakadi ulo mwabeu. Tangilai, mwabeu ke wavu bwalu kuchijadika. Echike chavu kuleje ni mkumpokolo kai kuvaye usanga nyibwaku.
He said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, you said the truth.
Yeyene, nda kanga tabaye bakadi ulo mwabeu. Yeyene, chene ni bayanyi bwal. Yeyene, wambi bulelela.
See, look like it's a plain contradiction to what he had asked her and said, go get your husband.
Nwamonus, kumwene kabia nupato kabune biyavu kubenga nganene chikavo ye mumunu konke chane nda kanga tabayeb.
Said, I have no husband. Said, you've said the truth. Said, because you've had five and the one you're living with now is not yours.
Yeyene, chene ni bayanyi bwal. Yeni wambi bulelela. Yeni bwalu wewe ukafu nabu batano. Yeni uudi musomba nende mpindye wawu kingwe bato.
What's that woman? How different from the priest of that day?
Tangila imuka jawu. Mushindu uvayi mushilanga nene bakwidi bamudi tukwadi.
The priest of that day seen that same thing happen and said, that's a devil. Telepathy or a Beelzebub. See, they failed to see the word promising that.
Bakwidi bamudi tukwadi. Baka mwana chintu chimochimwachi chenzeka, kebobone, kedemo nyewu, lubuku, anyi belzebule, nomonus, bubuku panga kumona mvodi idila ye chochachi.
But that little woman was better versed in the scripture and the priest.
Amen. Kadika kajanaku kavaka tukine mumifundu bilenga biadi kema kupitani yonsu wa kubaku idiabu.
She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We haven't had one for 400 years. That's a Malachi.
Yeyene, mukaleng. Ndi njingulene wewe udi mu profeta. Katune bapeta na show umwe ku kadi bidi munka mainai. Kachanu ku Malaki.
But said, we have looked for one and we know there's one coming, the Messiah. And when he comes, this will be what he'll do. Jesus said, I'm he. Hallelujah. Amen.
Kadi kie yau. Tudibinjile mukwa abone. Tudibambanye ne kudi umwe ulo alwa. Masia. Hei yau paluye. Choche chikichenza ye. Yesu kwamba ne ndiye yawo. Amen.
Did you notice? She left her bucket at Jacob's cistern, run down into the city full of an artesian well. She had seen it perfectly vindicated, and he was that fountain. Let me introduce her to you.
Nukavuko bamonanyi. Kushi ye mbeke chuende kuchina cha Yakobo achi. Kubwela ye muchimenga lubilu. Mula tenta ni mushimi. Wakati mwana chishindiki buya numubidibi mene mene, nengu yeye nguvo mpokolo wa moyao. Angi shainu leje muka jau.
She left that when it was proved to be the word of life, she left it. And had discovered that the same rock that was smitten in the wilderness was proven to be present then.
Kulekele yachi. Pakamana ye kujadiki bobu didi ya moyi. Yeye kulekele achi. Nengu paka jandule ene lubwe lumwe lumwe. Lwakatu chibu muchipe lalu. lo akajadi kibwa ne luvo mwa ba ou padi badi.
Let me say that same God that was in the days gone by that we speak so much of, he's present here now.
Lekela ingamba ne, zambi umwe umwe uvu mumatuku mashala ou, wabwene utu tutu tele tele bikola ou. Ye ya ou, udipu kaba kampindi ewe ou.
Not with some theological understanding, but by a personal knowledge of his vindication that he had poured out in this last days the Holy Spirit upon his church.
Kaku yiku ngunvwilu kampanda wa malu an zambi ya mutula seto, karikudi manya dianka yebe di adishindiki bwa diendene yeye uvone chakupo ngolula mumatu kwa ndekelo haa nyuma muimpe pakelese wende.
He is not a I was. He is still the I am. Present tense, always.
Yeye kena mvwa to. Yeye uchidianu ndi au. Mudiba diampinde u misangu yonso.
Then the cistern lost its taste. And so does every man who ever falls into the power of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the denominational systems lose their taste.
Apuke maya chi na chi kusapuluka umukana. Nenkuke mudibi kudi muntu yonso uri umata mubukola bwa nzambi kudi batiza janyoma mwimpe. Ndongo lwelu ya chena mangumba ili sapuluka.
You don't want no more of that stagnated frogs and lizards and bugs and so forth. You're drinking from a fountain that's fresh and pure. The word of God fresh every hour in your soul.
Kuchene uswa kabidi mai matengebele andimba. Ne misodia, ne tuishishi, ne biku abu auto. Ukari uno kumpokolo wa mai, adi ni chashima, ni makezuke. Di dianzambi, di kala ni chashima, kudiba ne kudiba, musuka webe.
The same as now, when the word has been proven to be the truth. Taste and see if it's not right.
Bia momo mwene mpindye u. Fari dii dijadi kibu bubulele lapa. Ulabula kari umwana nekin chabushowa.
Though the cistern had served us well, served his time well. But you see, the fountain of life is there. Not Jacob's well no more for spiritual drinking.
Na nshemu kavo chine chamai chenze mudimu wachibimpe. Chenze mudimu bimpe muchachi chikondo. Kari nujini umwana mpokolo wa moyi uvaku. Kachichi ikabi chile cha Yakobuto, chikavua mbwajino ja munyuma.
What they thought they drank that well, well, it would be all right. But now the fountain of life itself was setting there.
Bivabobobo bele meja bi, vikalabone bavua, banoma ya china achi, monas, bivomwa kukalibi kumbane. Karimpindye u, mpokolo wa moyi yeye mwine, ukavumu sombe mwabawu.
Now we don't need systems and organizations that we have. We're at the end time.
Bwampindye ukato ne dijinga ni ndongo lwelu. Nemalongolo dia tuvana wa uto. Tukari kuchikondo cha kunshikidilo.
And God promised in this end time the things that he would do and we see it fulfilled to the word.
Na nkunzambi mula ye. Muchikondo echi cha kunshikidilo. Bintu bifoyemu akwenza. Na nkunye utubi mwanabi ule. Kudiyi.
We hear the man of military might stand up and shivering and saying that something sticks to happen. We feel the Holy Spirit warning us that something sticks to happen.
Turitumva mulumiana wabukule buachisala yao, ujukila kulu, ne uzakala, ne wamba, bobo abune, chintu kampanda chikari pakwenzeka. Turitumva nyuma mwimpe mwikala, utudi mwije ne chintu kampanda chikari pakwenzeka.
We see everything set in order, then leave that system and come to the fountain. Yes, sir, serve his purpose. But now she was face to face with the fountain itself.
Turi tumona bintu bionso bite kabilonga me. Nanku shiandongo lwelwa wu ule kumpokolo. Eye wasumukaleng. Chukavo tishikile matuku. Kariapa nyau. Ukavu mpalani mpokolo ye mwine.
In John 7:37-38, Jesus said in the last days of the Feast of the Tabernacle, what did he say? If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Right in a bunch of theologians.
Muyone mwanda mutekete. Makumi asatini mwanda mutekete. Makumi asatini mwanda mukulu. Yes, wakamba motu kwa ndekelo wajifesto jabi sambu sambu. Chakamba yenchini. Ne, muntu ye ni nyota. Alwe kundi meme. Anwe. Anu munga chimene mwamusumbu wababalongele malu anzami mutulasa.
If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For the scriptures have said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Muntu ye ni nyota, alwe kundi meme, anwe. Bwalu mifundu miambane. Mukando ndoka munda mwende. Ne mupweke misulu ya maya jini moyi.
There's the living fountain. That's the fountain that the people forsaken today. For the creed they have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Mpokolo ujini moyi kie yaus. Ke mpokolo uji bantu balekelele lwe u nye yau. Bwatu itabai. Bobo kulekele mpokolo wa maya jini moyi.
Let me introduce you to him. He to me, and I'm closing. He to me is that fountain that saved Hagar's life and the child when they were dying in the wilderness.
Angi shai nuleje kudiye. Yeye bwanyi meme. Nye unkarinje kija. Yeye bwanyi meme. Ke mpokolo waka sungila moyi wa agawu. Ni wa mwana. Pavabobo fungane lufu muchipela.
I believe he is that rock. In Isaiah 32, he's that rock in a weary land. He's the shelter in a time of storm.
Ndingi tabuja ni yeye ke lubwebwe. Muyesha yima kumi asatu ni ibidi. Yeye ke lubwebwe lwa mubula babume. Yeye ke chikishilu muchikondo chamvunda.
Zechariah 13, he is the fountain that's opened in the house of David for sin. I believe him to be that, don't you?
Zakai wajikimi ni mwisatu. Yeye ke mpokolo udi muka angula munzubu wa Davidi. Bwampekatu, ndingi tabuji ni kichi diye. Kenene penu nuitabuji na nkwanyi.
In Psalms 36:9, he is David's fountain of life. He is the still waters of David and the green pastures. He is the water by the brookside before David.
Mumi sambo mokumi asatuni sambo mbo. Chitema. Yeye ke mpokolo wa moyi wa Davidi. Yeye ke mai mapole a Davidi. Nempata walutende lubishi. Yeye ke mai adipabuipi ne kasulu wa Davidi.
In Genesis 17, he's Abraham's nursing breast. El Shaddai.
Mujenezi wadiku ni wanda mutekete. Yeye ke dibele di Abraham di akano yi. El Shaddai.
So when his life is gone from him, still he, God said, a man of 100 years old, how will this thing be? I'm old. My wife is old. How can these things be? He said, I am El Shaddai.
Karipa akamushi ye moyi wende. Ye uchiwano. Zambi mwakamba ye. Muntu wabidi mulukama. Chintu echine chenzeke munyi. Memankari muku lakaji. Mukajanyi muku lakaji. Bintu ebi, bidi mwakwenzeke munyi. Ye wakamba ne, ndi El Shaddai.
Now, El is the, and Shaddai is breast, and Shaddai is plural, which means I am the breasted God.
Mpindi yehu, El ki, au, ni Shaddai ki, dibele, ne Shaddai udi kubunyi, mbuna kwamba ni meme ndi nzambi mwasa mabele.
Like a baby that's fretting, and is sick, and strength has gone from it, lean upon the mother's bosom and nurse its strength back.
Bieze bumwana wa mudiboko udulu bakana ne mwikale usama ne bukole bwende bumane kumumuka mweye mene muchari chama mwende ne mwikale wa mwa bwa kupinga che bukole bwende abu.
Sure, not only when it's nursing, it's sitting fretting no more at the mother's breast, it's satisfied why it is getting its strength.
Chabushua, kabi yanu fadiye wa mwa apu kachene kabidi ulubakana to. Kudibele jama mwenda ku, mwubo bimutu ila padie wenda upete bukolapu.
And any man that will take God's promise in his heart, that the promises to you and your children, them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call, and lay right against that, and nurse your strength back, fretting child, believe it. It's for the believers.
Nenku muntu yonso, wasabwa kwa angata mulai wanzambi mwoyu wenda une, mulai udibwenu nwenu, nebuabane benu balela, bwa baba dikule, mubunyi bonso, bwa bikila nzambi wetu abu, ne kweye mena pacho chachi, ne kwamo bwa kwalu je bukula bwebe, weo mwana uji ulubakana, itabuja cho chachi, tijimbwa bena kuitabuja.
To the believer, poet, I can think of many songs that the poet found. There was one of them said one time, he...
Bwa mwedi wakasala, mwena kuitabuja u... Ndimo kufulu kemisambu ya buuni ilibedi batu sala batu petele. Kufa umwa wabo wakamba musangu mkwa abone. Yeye.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Kudi mpokolo mule ni mashi. Mwako kamumijulu ya Emmanuel. Bangeza mpekato badi ena mwishi mwankwa kawo. Badi bajimeje dikeji di adifila diabo.
That dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I, though vileless, wash all my sins away.
Mwivi uvu upungani lufu awu wakasanka pa kumona mpokolo awu mwiditu kudiende. Nemwaba umemapanyi na shamumvu mubi kumona buye yamu ndin kupula mpekatu ya nyonso.
Ever since by faith I saw that stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Nenkukubangila nupi napu kudita buja meme kumona musulo awu. Udimputa yebe ilizololoka ayitwala. Dinangeli didipikula kedi kari chanyi chena bualu. Meneche kala nankuto nipangafwa.
To me he's the waters of the word of separation. It separates you from everything that's contrary to his word. That's the fountain I believe him to be. Yes, sir.
Bwanyi meme, yeki maya adiyi aditapuluka. Ari akutapulula ni chonso chichibengangani didiende. Kempokolo undi meme ngitabuja ni nyeye. Eye wasumukaleng.
That it's the waters that separated me from man-made cisterns to the fountain of living water.
Achi chidi mai akanta pulula nebine bia mai bidibienza kudibantu kumfile kumpokolo wa mai ajini moyi.
Oh, friend, you can just go on and on with the things that he is to us.
Ka wewe mulunda wanyi, ujianumua kutungunuka wenda uye nebintu bidiyebu etutu.
He's Alpha, Omega, he's the begin, he's the end, he's he that was, which is, and shall come, he's the root and offspring of David, he's the morning star, he's my all in all.
Yeye ki Alpha, Omega, yeye ki chibangijilu, yeye ki ndekelu, yeye ki euvwaku, udiku, ne walwa, yeye ki muji, ne mutoloku wa Davidi, yeye ki mutoto wa mudinda, yeye ki bionso mu bionso bwa nyimeme.
And brother, sister, if you haven't had a just been drinking from this little man-made tank all your life, why not this morning forsake that tank and come to this fountain?
Kabidi we mwane tuwa balume, mwane tuwa bakaji. Nekutumwanji kupetachi, uchitu anu unu wa mai, akantanki, akakenza kudibantu, kachaba kulela. Mbwachini mudi ndemu kubenga kulekela ntanki au mwakule kumpokolweu.
Let us bow our heads just a moment.
Tuinyika imitu yetu katanchika kese.
With your heads bowed. To my opinion, the altar call. How many now?
Bikala nimitu yetu minyika. Bwakuja njimona jibikila jakucho shelu. Mbunyi mpindi ewo.
I was all nervous. I keep me too long. It made me chop my message to pieces. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to get what I mean.
Mvamubi ndulukebe. Ndi munu lamantanta mupitabulebe. Chamfikishine kudikosolola diisha dianyi tutupa. Kadi ndingi itabuja nenyuma mwimpe. Musobu anukwata chinji jinga kwamba.
Look, there's nothing more important in this day than getting right with God. See, our dinners, whatever it is, whatever the Lord is here. Now, I've only heard that about once in my life since this time.
Monai, kakwena chintu cha mushinga mukole muditu kuditu diedi, kupita dijilongo lelo kumpala kwa nzambi na asha, nuamonus. Bia kuja bietu, bia munda munye, nembi nganyi, mukalengu jikabaka, mpinje u. Ntunga adi mumbo cho chachi, anu musangu buu mwepele kacha bandela, kubangila musangu ewu.
Now, all of you here, not how many, all of you here that wants to drink from that. Just stand up just a minute, just for prayer. God bless you. The Lord bless you.
Mpindi ewu, mwenye. Nwenu bonsu kabaka, kimbia ni mbunyi mbunyi to. Nwenu bonsu kabaka, badibaswe, kuna kucho church. Anji imana ayikulu kakesi. Bwadi sambi lenaka. Zambia nubeneshe. Mukalenga nubeneshe.
Now how many in here that standing present now would say by uplifted hand like this, God, move on me. Just fill me. Let me drink from this fountain.
Mpindi eu mba nganyi mundemu, badi bimena kulu, bi kalapa mpindi eu, badi bafanyina kwamba, kuchanza chela mulu, mushindo eu ne, Zambi, loku pambidi fanyi, nguja nuchanana, enza buwanwe kumpokolo eu.
And I haven't done just what's right, but I want you to forgive me for it. I want you to wash away my sins. And let me from this day just look.
Nememe mwine, mchina mwenza numalu adimi mpeto. Kari ndi, ndimuso wewe umfila kuluse, babu alu abu. Ndimuso wewe usukula mpekatu yanyi. Nenku, enza buwa meme, kumo ile kule lwewu, anu. Anje tangilai, ekelekele.
There is a fountain.
Kuli mpokolo mule ni mashi. Makoka mumijilu ya Emanuele. Nekubange za mpekatu badine mwishi mwankokau. Badiba jimije dikeji diadipi le diabo. Badiba jimije dikeji diadipi le diabo. Badiba jimije dikeji diadipi le diabo. Nyekubange zampe katu badina mwishi mwankokawu. Badiba jimije dikeji diadipi le diabo.
Now that you, that's a Christian believer, you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But you have not as yet. Now if you haven't, that's the fountain. The only one I know about is that fountain from Emmanuel's veins.
Mpindi Yehudi, wewe udi mwena kuita buja mwena kilisto. Wita buja kilisto, bumusungi di weba sunga sunga. Kajina ashe nanku, kuyi anu mwanji. Mpindi Yehudi, pubikele kuyi mchenze to. Mpokolu nyawu, umwepele undi kufanyi mumanye mpokolu wawu wamimijulu ya Emanuele.
Now, and if many of you here, it's just like speaking the other night about this little eagle walking in the barnyard with the chickens. And he never knew nothing else but the chickens, but he knew there's something about him was different from the chickens.
Mpindewu, nengkupikala babunyi benukabaka, mbienza nubumumvo ngakule jilo lwadi wakana kamukamu kwa kesaka, kikala kenda kana mulupa angulu anzolo, famweni nzolo, kedi kakava kukamanya chinga chintu to anu nzolo ai. Chibi kabakamanya nekuwa chintu kampanda chidiku chivochishilana ni nzolo.
And then his mother come hunting him, and she screamed from above. It was an eagle's call.
Nenkufa shishi mamu waku, kekulo ye wende ukakeba, nenkuye ukwele lubile lufumina mulu, chivwa ndibi kile jamu kanku.
See, he had to be an eagle to begin with, or he'd never recognize that call.
Nwamonus, bivo bikengele niki kala kamu kanku konswaku, patufu, kakavaku mwakwikala kajingulu le dibikila adito.
See, it has to be something there germatized, or can never produce life.
Nwamonus, kekoko, bikengele chintu kampanda montuamu, dito le shibwe, bwachana nakachena ku mwakupatula moinasha.
And if the seed, the word of God is in you, the Holy Spirit, you're now to germatize that and bring it to a reality to you.
Nenku diminu, di dianzambi, dioje munda mwebe, nyuma mwimpu di mwabe umpindyeu, boku di toluesha, boku mwana mwa kukuvijila di kalebulelela.
How many in your has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you raise up your hands all around everywhere, just real honest, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, and you'd like to, raise up your hand, wherever you are, just keep your hand up just a moment.
Mbanga ni kabaka badikaba ibanji kupete jibatiza janyuma mwimpe. Nudiku mwakwele bianza bienu muluanyi. Eku ne eku, miaba yonso. Ikala nuni mejima toke amene mene. Pawikala kuyimu pete nyuma mwimpe. Mwikala ujinga kupeta. Ele chanza cheba mulu. Mwaba wonso uikala. Lama nuchanza cheba chela mulu. Katanchika kesa chanana.
Now, I want you standing around and looking at them. I want somebody to lay your hands over on them. I believe right now the Holy Spirit will fill every one of you.
Mpindi ewundi muswe, bunwenu mwakushukila kulu kubatangila, ndi muswe muntu kampanda mwakupatentekela bianza. Ndingi tabuja mpindi umeme ne nyuma mwimpe, ne uje muntu ne muntu wakunudi uli umujinga.
Now don't think about the food out there in the cafeteria. Let's think about this food here. This is one. This is life. See, this is life.
Mpindi ewu kutumumeji kubia kudia bia mu cafeteria pambelu papanasha. Tutuma imeji etu kuchakudia chidia fechi. Echke chochi mene. Echke moi. Nomonus. Echke moi.
Now turn right around each one of you and lay hands on each other. And they laid their hands on.
Nenku kudimukai muntu ne muntu akunudi nenku ntentekelanga na bianza ne bakatentekela bianza.
Now I want you to pray for that person. You got your hand. Now don't think about going out. Don't think about nothing else. Just think right now the Holy Spirit's here to fill each individual.
Mpindi undi muso usambijile muntu udi mutentekela chanza. Mpindi kutumumeji kudipatuka to. Kutumumeji kuchintu chukua bunanshe chimwe to. Ela numeji mpindie umeneu ne nyuma mwimpe ulikabaka wakuja muntu ne muntu.
Open up your heart, dump all the cistern water out, and say, O fountain of life, come into me. Fill me, O Lord God, with thy goodness and mercy.
Unzuli la moyu webe, imansha mai onso wa muchina uwamba ne, hey, mpokolo wa moyi, buela munda mwanyi, nguje. Hey, mukalenga nzambi, nebwaka ne luse biebe.
Lord Jesus, that inexhaustible fountain, I pray, God, that you will fill each one of them. May the Holy Ghost fall here.
Mukalenga Yesu, mpoko lutu kayu kamau, nye undomba nzambi, bwawe ukuja muntu ne muntu wakudibo. Angisha kubwa nyuma mwimpe ya mata kabaka.
I pray, God, that we'd forget all about anything else. That the Holy Spirit fall into the midst of us just now and will give to us that waters of life freely from everywhere.
Nye undomba, Zambi, bo tupe moye chintu chukwa buchonso, bo nyuma mwimpe amata munga chumwetu, pindye umene ne atupe maya moya u, chana na miaba yonso.
Granted, O God, while the continuity of prayer and song blending together, Lord, knowing it's your presence, your divine presence. We want to come to the fountain. We want the real, genuine baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Tuenze le kunankus, ey in Zambi, pachidi sambila ni musambu, bitungunu kapa, bikala bibuela kanangana, mukalenge, pumutu ribamanyene, nimbuika dibuebe, buika dibuebe buabun Zambi, Turibaso kulua kumpokolo. Turibaso dibatiza dilelela. Dishwashwa la dianyuma mwimpe.
Lord, these people are praying for it. I pray that this right moment now that they will be filled with this goodness of God. Granted, O God. Hear the prayer of your children.
Mukalenge, bantu wabadiba sambile bwa chochachi. Ndindombane. Paribe di menempindie u. Bwa kuji bwabo ni bwakane bwa Nzambie bu. Tuenze la kunankus, hey in Zambi, teleja kudisambile jabane bebe.
May you come upon their being. May the power of God and the Holy Ghost sweep over them. Granted, God.
Anyi shaku ule pambidi pabo. Anyi shaku buwabukole buwan Zambi, nenyuma mwimpe, bifite pamutu pabo. Tuenze la kunankus, hey in Zambi.
We thank you for the refreshing, for the presence of the mighty God of heaven standing in our midst.
Hey, mushindo mwine uturi tukusa kijile bwa chitalela, bwa buwika di bwa Nzambi wabukwale wajulu, mwima ni munkachi mwetu.
Right at this noon hour, Lord, feed us. Lord, we want food from your table. Feed us, Lord, just now feed us with the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Anumudiba mene di ankanka ledi. Tudisheku mukalenge, turituke ba chaku de chaku ebe mese. Tudisheku mukalenge, anumpindie wewu. Tudisheku ne nyuma mwimpe, musombelu yetu.
hungry, parching souls are thirsty. As you said in the interpretation of the song, it would pour forth water upon parched ground.
Misuka yetu myume nye idini nyota. Anumu wambi wewe mudyanda muna diya musambune. Ne itikisha mai pabula babume.
Let it happen, Lord. Let thy words be made manifested in the hearts of thy children. Waters upon dry, parched ground.
Chenze keku mukalenge. Enza kubwa meyebe amwene shibu mumyo ya bane bebe ne. Mai pabula babume, bume chon chon chon.
Eternal God, hear the prayer of your servant and give unto us that blessing. Amen.
Zambi wa chendelele, teleja di sambile di abasadi di bebe, nenkutu pedi benesha di. Amen. Mushendo mwene, undi munanga Yesu.
Just keep praising now. Find out the Holy Spirit's here. If you don't receive it, it's your fault.
Tungunuka yanu ne kumutumbisha buampindie wu. Jandula ine nyuma mwimpu di kabaka. Pawikala kuyumu petato achichile mechijanu chebe. Moshendu mwine undi munanga Yesu.
Lovest thou me more than
Udi munanga kupita banyi.
Love Jesus.
Munanga Yesu. Walu yeye, wakananga kumpala. Ka, mushindu mwene wundi mumunange.
Praise be to God.
Butu mbibwikala kudinzambi. Ka, mushindu mwene wundi munange.
What if he comes just...
Kadibu yeye mwakulu anupadibedi. Ka, Mushindu mwene wundi munanga Yesu. Walu yeye wakananga kumpala.
Never far say.
Chaja kumulekela kuto.
Never.
Chaja kumulekela kuto. Chaja kumulekela kuto. Walu yeye wakananga kumpala.
Mukemeshanganyi
kechi Yesu bwanyi meme.
The counselor, prince of peace.
Mubejanganyi mfumuwani talala. Zambi wabukole ki yeye. Ka, onsu ngila, ondama, kumpekatu yonsu ni kubundu. Muke meshanganyi, kemupikuli wanyi, dende litumbe. Tumuimbila imu sambwa umpindye uo. Muke meshanganyi, ketri Yesu kwanyi meme. Mubedi anganyi, mfumuwadi talala. Zambi wabukole ki yeye. Ka, unsu ngila, undama kumpe katu yonso ne kubundo. Muke meshanganyi, kemupikili wanyi, jina diende litumbe.
All that feel that say amen. Oh, hallelujah. I see some people coming through now with the Holy Spirit.
Bonso badibadi umvo mushindo au ambaini, amen. Ka, hallelujah suwe. Nye umwana ba mwabantu bi kale ba pete di sankishi bwa di akudi nyuma mwimpe. Kale kale wawa
mwa
mwishimine. Bindye u na pete ki. Mupi kudi bwe kudi pila. Yesu uli ufila kudi shikamenyi. Nedisu ngidi bwa mukabu jima. Unsu ngila undama kumpeka tuyonsu ni kubundu. Muke meshanganyi. Kemupi kudi wanyi.
Let's raise up our really praise.
Twela ibyanza byetu mulu mpindye ukali tutumbishe. Ah, mukemeshanganyi, ketri Yesu bwanyi meme. Mubejanganyi, fumuwadi talala, zambi wabukole kiyeye. Ah, unsu ngila, undama kumpeka tuyonso ni kubundu. Mukemeshanganyi.
Mukemeshanganyi.
Do you love it?
Oh, wonderful! Praise! A fountain filled with blood, where sinners lose all fear of man, all condemnation, just free in Him. Hallelujah! Ah, oh, my! That's really wonderful.
Nuliba munangani, ka bilenga be, butumbi bwekala kuri mpokolo udi mula ni mashiawo. Muri mwenza mpekato, bikala bajimija, dichina jonso di abantu, dipi ila jonso, bikala nubarishika mine munda mwende. Aleluya, ekele kele, karabisi mbilenga bilaya.
Now, while we sing that again, let's let all the Methodists, Baptists, Catholic, Presbyterian, wonders while we sing this wonderful Jesus is to me, let's just turn around and shake hands with each other. Just have a good old mix-up.
Mpindyeu, paturi twimbulula musambwa wapa, tushiyai bu metodista bonso, bu batista, buena katolika, bu presbyterien, nasha buena nganyi, paturi twimba musambwe une, mukemesha nganyi, kechili Yesu buanyi meme, apa, tukuli mukai, bwakwela ngana moi kuchanza, muntu ni mukwende, dibwela kala ngana chana na jadimpe.
You know, that's what I like. Come on, let's sing it now as we do it.
Nuriba manye, meme achike chintu muswe. Tuyaitungu. Tuimba impindye u. Paturi tulabulangana kuchanza apu.
Oh, wonderful.
Ka mukeme shanganyi. Mukeme shanganyi. Ketri Yesu buanyi meme. Mukeme shangani, ketri Yesu, chabushua, ka, mubejangani, mfumuadi talala.
Keeping me from all sin and shame, wonderful is my Redeemer. There's sound through. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, there's a river of life flowing down through me. The Bible said, pray for those that are in authority.
Bible buamba ne, nuikala inu sambijila bako keshi.
Our Heavenly Father, we are standing in a desperate need for the leader of our nation, our president. He may never know this, Lord, but you know it.
Tatu wetu wa mujulu, nye utribime na kulu, bachule ne dijinga, dishikile, buwa mulombodi waditunga dietu, president wetu, ye ujimu wakwikala kayi, mumanye chine chito, mukalenge, kadiwewe ngudi mumanye.
I pray for Brother Johnson, as he professes to be a believer in you. And Father, a heart attack, we understand, has struck him.
Ndi sambijila mwane tu, Johnson, wimudie ujikula wambane mwene kuitabuja webe, na nkutatu, disama jamoyi, mutu litumva bamba, ndi mukwate.
I pray God spare his life. We're in a national crisis right now anyway. Let thy spirit come upon him, Lord.
Ndi ndomba nzambi baulama moyu wende. Tudimuluta tulukole luaditunge dijima mpindye wewu. Tuambeku, tuambeku. Nenkwenza kubwa nyuma webe alopambi dipende mukaleng.
And right now, in the hospital of wherever he may be, let your spirit come down to that Walter Reed Hospital and touch his body, sparing his life.
Nenkwenu mpindye umene, mulupitadi anyine mpenyu ponso pariemu wakwikala usanganyibu apu enza kubwa nyuma webe apweke mu Walter Reed Hospital amu nealenge mubidi wende mwikale ulamamoyu wende.
Lord, the man's under pressure. More pressure than what we understand.
Mukalenge muntu awu muchinchi mikibwe
So we pray, God, as believers and as a part of this nation, we pray for our leader that you will grant him an extension of life in this great hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Panankun yeutulomba, Zambi, tuetu bubene kwita buja nebikele chitu pachaditu ngedi, tulitu sambi jile mulombo juwetu, buawe umupeku jile fesha kampanda jia moyu wende, mudi ibedi jia pabwadi, mudi na jia Yesu Kristo. Amen.